Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah, get it on.
It's on.
It's on. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Danny Bonaducci did not make it through his first
this would
full
be
week.
A terrible time to go insane.
His second day.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've got the raspy voice today, so
you'll do just fine.
Yeah, I'll add that.
We'll punch Brian in the head and let's go all in. Danny Bonaducci is not here yet. I'm sure he'll show up. He announced yesterday he was never late, was late, there was something wrong.
Yes, he told me if he was ever late, there was a problem.
Which brings us to one of the things I don't like about this job, which is you all out there think we have great jobs, and we do, but we have something going on in this job that you guys don't have, which is you can't be 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 seconds late.
Yeah, not without a lot of shame.
You can be 24 seconds late to your job. Well, actually, we start a couple seconds before 6 o'clock, so maybe Danny was 54 seconds late. But the point is that is a thing that you know, the hard out or the hard in, that's all you need in life. You don't need to show up an hour late. You need to show up 3 minutes late and not get crap from the boss.
Right. Yeah.
And the one thing about radio that I never liked is I had a job for 11 years that started at 10 p.m. and it didn't start at 10 p.m. in 9 seconds.
Right.
It started 10 sharp. And my whole life has been based on a sort of loose interpretation of 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. or, you know, the job starts at 6 a.m. I would roll onto the construction site about 6:11 and start rolling out about 6:18.
Yes. Well, not me. One of the things I told Jack when trying to get this job, because breaking Bonaducci had done a lot for my reputation, is that I have been late twice in 16 years of radio. And now, by 50 seconds, I got to go three times.
Three's a lucky number.
I don't know the address here.
Oh, you
I recognize the building, right? So I'm early, as always. As people who can tell you on staff-wise, I'm the first guy here every day.
I couldn't tell you because I'm the last guy here.
I'm the first guy here every day. Mm. And that's going to stop as soon as I'm sure how long it takes to get here from my house.
Right.
I'm not doing it to be teacher's pet.
Right.
I just don't know the time yet.
Right.
You know, it's a weird route. It's all streets.
Right.
So the building is lit up kind of like Christmassy on levels, and then you turn into that driveway.
Right.
I was early, and said, well, I want a Starbucks, not a 7-Eleven coffee today.
Uh-huh. Are there Starbucks open?
Apparently not!
So you went searching for a Starbucks.
No, there are. They open at 5 in the morning, but the one by my house, I didn't think was a good idea, because I still don't know exactly how long it takes to get here.
Uh-huh. So you actually showed up early, and then
saw the building, said, I'm so early, I'm going to keep going, and pass that next 7-Eleven, looking for the Starbucks. And then, 15 minutes ago, I got nervous. I said, you know, it's right down the street. This is stupid. So I did. I pulled into the 7-Eleven, and I got half coffee and half a dispenser cappuccino.
You know,
you push the button.
Yeah, coffee is one of those things where once you get used to the good stuff, you're now officially ruined.
You can't go back.
So I try and go back. I leave the 7-Eleven, and I go back because I have passed the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it doesn't look the same coming from the other way, because I only know what it looks like. I don't know our address here. I just never thought to write it down. It's just like you can't miss it. It's near the E building. I don't know that address either, but I can get right to it.
I don't know the address of this building either. I've been here for a year.
I don't know my best friend's address. It's you know.
I could one-up you and say that I don't know my own address, and I'm serious oftentimes because, well, keep going, but I hand to God.
Okay, we should compare things we don't know here, because I've got some good ones, too.
It'd be a long show,
so,
yeah.
From the other side of the building, I guess it doesn't look the same, so I pass enough buildings, because this is the first big building, as I can remember it. I figure I've passed it again, it doesn't look the same, and I make a U-turn. And do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And what happens is the 7-Eleven that I went to was not, in fact, past this building.
Mm.
So I kept going back to find the building, and when I'd see that 7-Eleven, realize I'd gone too far, make the U-turn, and do it again.
But
you never got to it.
When you were in your car driving, did you hear the intro music to the show as you were in your car?
No, I was in the parking lot with the car off by then. I was walking in the door.
Yeah, he couldn't.
I saw Adam move his lips for the very first time as I was walking in the door.
Well,
it's funny because I just asked AJ, I said, could you write down the hotline number, your phone number, if my car ever breaks? Because I'm really weird about being prompt. It's like a thing with me.
Well, it is.
She did, but I never hooked it up to my computer, where then you just hit contacts and it syncs your phone. So again, I hit the word hotline or hot, and it gave me every other station I've ever worked at.
And all the girls, you know.
Well, don't start singing.
You don't want hot chicks, man. It's trouble.
You know, well, 2 points. One is, yes, the part where you have a job where you can't be there 30 seconds late,
right,
ever. And I always used to use it as an argument as to why I'm not flaky, because I actually had or have the reputation of being sort of lazy and flaky. And when people would say that to me, I would say, how is it then I have a job where for 10 years I was never 4 seconds late? I mean, how flaky can one be?
Right.
But speaking of promptness, I would rather have a guy show up a few minutes late. I've said this many times. Not to his radio gig.
Right.
But when my dad says, let's go out to breakfast, son, and I say, okay, Pops, what time? And he says, 7:30 in the morning. Well, I used to go to bed at 2:30 every night because I got home at 12:30 at night. And I'd say, 7:30 is a little bit early, Pops. I don't get up till 8:30 or 9. And he'd say, all right, well, then 9 o'clock it is. I'll be at your house at 9. And I'd say, all right, Dad, come over at 9. I'll see you at 9. And then at 8:41, while I was in the shower, I would hear the buzzer.
Right.
I would rather him be 10 minutes late at that point than the 12 to 13 minutes early that everyone in my family does.
Right.
That last 10 minutes, that's hide the porn, dry the junk, you know, whatever that last 10 minutes is, you're not flipping through a coffee table book staring at a grandfather clock waiting for them to walk up the front stairs. You are in pulling pants up, drying hair, brushing teeth, whatever, especially during the morning thing. I just find we don't talk about the rude etiquette of being early.
Yes, that is valuable hide the porn time.
Yes, and you know, if you've ever done this, you ever do that thing where you're going to throw a dinner party or just a party and everyone's supposed to show up at 5 or 6 o'clock and have some hors d'oeuvres and dinner will be at 8 and you and the wife are running around and she's getting ready and she's, you know, putting her makeup on and whatever, and there's a buzzer that rings at like 4:40, some a-hole probably who had to drive from across town decided to get an early jump on things and showed up 20 minutes early. And there's that weird thing. I'm not ready. I'm in my you go handle. I'm still putting out. I'm setting up the junk. I'm putting the table. You know, I'd rather everyone just show up late.
I've got the opposite problem with that. I mean, to have the one person, because I really don't. The people that come to my home, even though I often met them first and I know them, mm-hmm, people really like my wife,
mm-hmm,
and they become my wife's friend, and I don't really like that many people that much to sit and converse and eat dinner with them. They're not humans are not my species. I don't really think.
Yeah, I like manatees myself.
What I don't like is that dinner at 7, if it's a party, means anywhere up to 9.
Yes.
You could think you are the social loser of the world for hours while you're, you know, your Eggos or whatever it is you made those little egg rolls for, your hors d'oeuvres, sit there and no one's at your home.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be there 2 hours ago and you feel like the biggest loser. I got in one of the bigger, not bigger fights with my wife, but a large enough fight because I take this very seriously. She actually said the words 9-ish.
Oh, ish.
To me.
Yeah.
I'm not an ish guy. I'm a 9. Yeah, I'm a 9 o'clock sharp guy.
Well, you're 6-ish guy, as we learned a few moments ago.
Time is not flexible to me. I will accept certain things. I will accept, you know, if I believe you had a flat tire, I will accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't accept traffic. It's Los Angeles. No. You should have known.
Yeah, I know.
What about an accident?
If I believe you?
Yeah.
See, because this is how serious I'm about being late, and this is how much it bothers me. What was I, like 25 seconds late?
Yeah, maybe 40.
Okay, 40 seconds late. This is what bothers me.
Who's
about
counting?
This is what bothers me so
24.
Much about that. It would not be beyond me at all if it was going to be much longer than that. to crash my car into something on purpose.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Please do next time.
I'm serious. It would not be beyond me to, although I stayed turned out, I didn't have any of the phone numbers. I haven't sucked my phone yet. It would not be beyond me to crash. There's a light down the street, right down the street. I guess I should report this on Wilshire Boulevard and near Wilton. All the lights are out. Oh, yeah, you got that?
What?
And it's not a blinking red light where everybody goes when you're supposed to. You just kind of go when you're forced to, or you can make the other guy back down.
So flat tire, you'll take as an excuse.
If I believe them.
Traffic, no excuse.
Never.
How about a C&C, what I call a coffee quest?
Or C&Q.
C&Q
coffee
quest. What
about if you don't want the Starbucks? I mean, you want the Starbucks, you don't want the 7-Eleven.
Mm.
No, actually, to be honest with you, to be hung by my own petard, no, that is unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable.
I'd like to borrow my petard.
And
I'm not using it to hang yourself.
Wait, no,
I feel like keeping it.
I feel like Danny's petard is worn out from being hung by it, and I feel like mine barely has any mileage on it. If you need to take my petard for the weekend, no problema.
No, you only need it once. No,
yes.
If
just wipe it down with, wash it with, give it a shot of Febreze, and then bring my petard back.
If my whole thing was I didn't want bad coffee instead of good coffee, and therefore it was 45 seconds late, unacceptable completely.
Right.
The fact that I went to get coffee with plenty of time to spare and then got lost, still barely acceptable. Being late for almost any reason is pretty unacceptable
to
me. I don't care for it.
I just got IM'd by Jack Silver, program director, and he says he's going to need you to stay over an extra 43 seconds.
You owe the company.
He can pay me back for what I'm going through for my little chat with Frosty and Frank yesterday.
We'll bring... We'll get into that. Possibly, because we got to take a break. Listen, all I'm saying is you may want to bring a book or a book on cassette or like
maybe
an iPod or something.
Do the Sudoku.
Whatever you got to do, a crossword puzzle. You got 43 extra seconds you owe the man at the end of today's show.
Fair enough.
Adam, this is radio.
We will take ourselves a break. Good news, Ruben Garay, I believe it's pronounced.
Yes.
He is the webmaster for the worldobritney.com. He's shutting his website down. We talked about that yesterday in the news. He doesn't like the way she's been behaving lately. We'll speak to Ruben, former Britney fan and website master, after this.
You were the one. There's more Adam Carolla coming up.
The Adam Carolla Show, eh, poser?
The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
The AVN Awards are headed to the Mandalay Event Center in Vegas on January 13th. And this year, you don't have to be able to perform any Herculean tasks in the bedroom or have any novelty-sized private parts to get in, because it's open to the public. So if you want to party like a porn star, log on to 971freefm.com and enter to win free tickets to the AVN Awards. Then you can be there in person to witness the great thespians of adult films get the recognition that they've gotten so sweaty for. Powered by the AVN Awards, online at avnawards.com and 97.1 KLSX Free FM, where the FM stands for Filthy Movies.
How are you going to pay your holiday credit card bills and the mortgage this month? Don't start the new year in debt. Let Millennium Mortgage lift your financial burden. We're the industry specialists, whether you have good credit or scores in the 500s. With our proprietary system, we'll get you the lowest rates at the lowest cost fast with very little paperwork. Call Millennium Mortgage at 866-566-7111. Ask about our 30, 40, and exclusive 50-year fixed loan programs, well under 6%, the lowest in over a year. Don't go 30, 60, or 90 days late and risk losing your home and equity. Call us to lower your mortgage payment at 866-566-7111. I'll say it again, so write it down. Don't be fooled by other lenders. There's no such thing as a free loan. We're upfront about our costs. With us, there are no hidden fees. Shopping other lenders? Millennium Mortgage will be your last call. We don't just quote it, we get it done. Make it your resolution to get out of debt and start fresh today. Now here's your number. Call 866-566-7111.
Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, number 413063, an equal housing lender.
Man, I really want a motorcycle.
So go get one.
I would, but I hate the hassle. Whenever I go to a dealer, they add all those ridiculous freight fees. The price is always more than they advertised.
Why don't you call LA Yamaha and Marina Del Rey?
Nah, because those dealers are all the same.
No, they're not. You just call them and they'll give you the out-the-door price, including tax, license, and fees on the phone. You don't even have to go to LA Yamaha. All the prices are always out the door on every single motorcycle or ATV. ATV in stock.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, you can reserve your motorcycle or ATV by phone, schedule your pickup. We'll even have it ready for you when you get there.
So how do you know so much anyway?
Oh, wait, there's more.
LA Yamaha and Marina Del Rey is nothing fancy. It's a huge industrial motorsports warehouse filled with Yamaha street bikes, dirt bikes, ATVs, and personal watercraft, including Aprilia and Moto Guzzi street bikes and scooters. And when they quote you a price, that's what you pay out the door.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Do what? Oh, this.
LA Yamaha at 4082 Lincoln Boulevard in Marina Del Rey. Go to otdcyclesports.com for an instant out-the-door quote. Call 310-306-7906. LA Yamaha.
It's back.
The annual Giant LA RV Show at the Pomona Fairplex. Now through January 7th, over 296 models and 50 brands of the biggest names like Monaco,
Fleetwood,
National RV,
Weekend Warrior,
Newmar,
Skyline, and many more.
Millions of dollars worth of beautiful new and pre-owned gas and diesel pushers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, and toy box haulers on site. If you're even thinking about buying an RV, you must see this show. Every style, every size. Every floor plan, show price.
Show price.
2006 models gotta go.
Our loss is your gain.
Huge manufacturer rebates and thousands of dollars in discounts on select models.
You'll love it.
Your family will love you.
Don't miss this huge sales event.
Come to the annual Giant LA RV Show at the LA Fairgrounds. White Avenue to Gate 9. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily now through January 7th. Free admission. Auto Club members, show your card and save.
See show for details.
Don't miss it.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
If you're a baseball fan, this is the worst time of year.
Please, I need anything baseball. Anything.
Oh, sure, you've scoured the internet, made up 10 different screen names to chat on those blog sites, but it all leaves you a little empty.
I can't wait for spring. What am I going to do?
Well, relax, slugger, and get ready for an event that'll make you feel like you're in baseball paradise. Saturday night, the Professional Baseball Scouts Foundation will hold the 4th annual In the Spirit of the Game dinner, featuring the world's largest auction of memorabilia. It's your chance to hobnob with the game's greatest players and bid on incredible items. The guest list includes Willie Mays, Reggie Jackson, Cal Ripken Jr., Tommy Lasorda, plus special musical guest Macy Gray. So bring your camera and bring your family to the Professional Baseball Scouts Foundation dinner, Saturday night at 5:30 at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills. For ticket information, go to pbsfonline.com. That's pbsfonline.com or call 310-385-4628. That's 310-385-4628.
If you live in Southern California, you have to drive. And in order to drive, you need a license. It's the most important privilege you possess. So what happens if you lose your license because of tickets, a DUI, accidents, failure to pay child support, or judgments? You couldn't drive to work, to school, or to any of the day-to-day activities you take for granted. Oh, sure, you could drive without a license, but that's a misdemeanor, and you could go to jail. If you've recently received a ticket, a DUI, you owe back child support, or the DMV is threatening to take your license, you need to call me, Paul Antill. My job is to keep you on the road. The law offices of Paul Antill, the experts in traffic and driving-related offenses, keep you driving free of worry and will help you get your license back. I defend all drivers throughout Southern California in both the courts and the DMV. Don't lose your most important privilege. Call the law offices of Paul Antill at 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255. Remember, the law offices of Paul Antill will fight to keep you on the road. Call 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255.
The TomTom Give Give Event. Give a TomTom and they'll give you $50 off any model at any retailer. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with program director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? It's your homeboy Jackalicious. J to the A to the C to the K. Hey, we'll talk to one of my personal heroes, Donald Trump. Hey, the Jackman wants to know how he gets his hair to look so damn natural. From He's the Soup, Joel McHale. And we'll talk to Survivor winner Yul Kwan. Yul Kwan, a listen. Ace Man, feel free to use that. Later.
Thanks, Jack. It's Adam Carolla with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
Trying to think what my batting average is when people say you can use that one. Half, a quarter, a tenth of 1%.
There's a reason they're giving it away.
That you've ever used? I mean, is that your? Is that
I don't think I've ever used any one that anyone ever said you can use.
No, I don't think so.
No,
because it's a phrase that intrinsically unfunny people say.
Yes, that, and I'd have to kill you. I could tell you. I could let you use it, but I'd have to kill you.
Yes.
Well, see, that would be followed by...
Dropping
I
trow?
Can, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Yes.
You can use that one.
Yes,
see,
yes.
They go together.
I flip-flopped them. Ruben Garay is on the phone. He's the webmaster from BrittanyWorld.com.
World of Brittany.
World of Brittany.
World
well,
of Brittany.
Who cares now, Ruben?
Hey, good morning, guys. How
good
guys
to speak to you.
What's up, Ruben?
You, Ruben Garay.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you've you started the site in 2000.
That's correct.
And the website has had 37 million visitors.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's quite popular, but yet you're going to do away with it, or you already have.
Actually, it's going to be going down on January 31st. I give a 1 month notice to
right.
to all fans about
let
it.
Let us get our affairs in order.
Is anybody else just doing all the bad Britney jokes in their heads right now?
No.
It's had 37 million hits, so is Britney. It's going down in a month. Well, that's 29 days later than Britney. It's just like running through my head at 1,000 miles an hour.
Well, I want to know.
Ryan, you can use that one, by the way.
By the way, you can use that. I'll have to kill you.
I want
to
know why Ruben has turned against his beloved Britney.
Well, you know, the media has been, you know, pretty quick to say that, you know, I'm the guy that's like totally disgusted by her antics and you know, I'm turning my back on her. And you know, it's me, guys, it's really simple. I mean, the definition of a fan is somebody that, you know, supports the artist and respects the artist. And you know, and shares that with the community. I honestly, you know, with everything that Brittany has been doing lately, I don't really think that she even respects herself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we see something like that, you know, from her, it's if she can't respect herself by, you know, going out there and looking the way she's been looking, you know, because I mean, obviously she's trying to make a statement. She's trying to, I don't even know if she's doing this on purpose or not. But she's definitely trying to make a statement,
well,
and it does not
she's
look
just loaded.
Very good.
That's all.
Plus, the only thing I like better than a woman with low self-esteem is a drunk woman with low self-esteem.
Oh,
that's my favorite kind of girl.
I thought you were going to say no self-esteem.
No, well, you've got to have some, because then you won't leave my home ever if you have none. You've got to get out eventually.
No, I just think that Brittany, you know, she's a great person, but she just has a lot of
work. Wait a minute. How many times have you met her?
I've met her, I think I met her like two times.
Two times.
Yeah, I mean she's a really really sweet girl. She's just going through you know a lot of
well maybe she
bullshit.
Needs you right now, Ruben.
Yeah.
And Ruben.
Yeah.
You're gay, right?
I am not gay.
Really?
I wish you weren't a liar.
He's Ruben Garay.
Yes.
And he says he's not.
Which sounds like you're cheering and gay simultaneously, but you're not.
No.
Garay.
That's really funny.
Brittany.
No,
Garay.
So straight,
Brittany,
you started.
Brittany does have a huge gay fan base. That's for sure.
All right. So now, what do you think is next for Brittany? Where do you think she'll be 5 years from now? Successful or fat and on the skids?
That's a really good question. I mean, it all depends on how strong her album is for her comeback. You know, it all depends on how good the
music
is.
Well, of course, it depends on whether she sells a bit kabillion records or not. I'm asking you, and wait a second. I don't want to put you on the spot
here,
Ruben.
The show has reached a new low.
But I'm just saying, you know, I feel like the question and answer, the hypothetical question, has no answer anymore. You know, when people say, where do you think this world's going to be in 20 years as far as global warming? Well, that depends. If we stop burning fossil fuels. Yes, I know there's two scenarios.
Right.
There's the one where we stop burning fossil fuels, and then there's the one where you open a new factory on every corner. I'm asking you, where do you think she's going to be in 5 years? I don't need all the variables about her selling a ton of records versus her ballooning up to 700 pounds.
Adam,
where do you
like
think, Ruben?
Not gay Ruben, to answer the question specifically.
I think that she's going to be, you know, at home with her kids as a mother, having had probably two more albums out, and she's most likely going to take, you know, a break again after she's recorded two albums, and then we'll see what happens. But you know, it's really a matter of.
I'm not asking you where you think she'll be 5 years from now to the second.
Right,
she'll be in bed, probably ready
feet
to make
up.
Yeah, she sleeps on her back
girls.
Normally. I mean, do you think she will be a pop star 5 years from now, or do you think she'll be sort of yesterday's news? Because that's what this business is. The list is as long as your arm, all the phenoms who are now sort of has-beens.
Yeah, the list actually is exactly as long as my arm.
As Danny's arm, right.
Exactly
sure,
that
sure.
Which
know,
is the
I'll,
same
I'll,
length
I'll
as
this.
His petard.
I'll tell you this, Adam. I think that Britney does have the power to reinvent herself the same way that Madonna has reinvented herself. And look at her, you know, she's in her 40s and she's, you know, she's rocking like
yeah,
usual.
Yeah,
so.
But here's the difference between Madonna. And again, Ruben, you straighten me out. I'm a casual observer, but I have a pretty keen eye for talent. And Madonna, while not having the greatest pipes
no
in
way.
The world,
is
an amazing artist. She's a very interesting, intelligent, driven person. I don't feel like Britney has the intellect that Madonna has.
No, she's a gum-cracking redneck cracker. That's what she is.
Yes, who doesn't have the pipes that Mariah Carey has.
Right.
So what does this mean?
I think that there's an audience for everybody, and that's the thing.
Right, but a very smaller audience for possibly Britney Spears.
But that's the thing. This was a choice that I made, you know, based on just my own personal decisions. Britney Spears has a huge fan base out there that are going to support her no matter what.
Well, I know you're breaking up with her now, but what initially attracted you to Britney?
I think that, you know, as she got started, the whole idea of you know having a dream and starting out from a small town and working all her like working her way up to you know becoming who she became, I think her journey was a pretty interesting story and very inspirational to a bunch of people that were in a way.
Well, it didn't vary from anyone else in show business's journey.
Plus,
except for she got on the Mickey Mouse Club when she was 13 because her mom dropped her off at the audition.
If you want to really then love somebody for those particular reasons, you're a fan of her parents, not her.
And I dare say Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, well, I helped make her.
Well, absolutely. I'm a big fan of Danny.
Thank you, sir.
I hear what you're saying. She inspires you because she came from humble roots. But wouldn't, you know, if she's, you know, taking a hero's journey and she stumbles, why would you then break up with her just for one
you're banning
stumble?
Her right when she needs you.
Yeah.
You know, it's again, I'm actually not going to totally abandon Britney. I'm just deciding to move on to bigger things. I'm going to start my own celebrity blog called ThatOtherBlog.com, and I'm continuing to reporting Britney.
I see.
I'm going to continue to report news on Britney. It's just not going to be exclusively
I
on
see.
Her.
So you're going more the Paris PerezHilton.com sort of direction.
Not quite.
Are you surprised about the amount of news coverage you're getting? Are you appearing on a cable news network later today?
I actually did CNN Showbiz Tonight the other day. I don't know if I'm going to be appearing on anything today.
I'm actually doing a show about you today.
Who's doing a show about me today?
I am on Fox News Network, I believe, at 1 o'clock California time, discussing you, not Britney. You.
My agent just called me during the last break, and I'm starring in the Ruben Garay story. I am playing your older brother. It's a three-part miniseries on Lifetime.
How did this get to be so important?
No, guys, trust me.
I'm playing Ruben's beard.
It's a very uncomfortable sex scene with us.
Very uncomfortable, awkward sex scene with us.
All right, so, well, Ruben, mazel tov to you.
Well, I'm not Jewish, but thank you very much.
All right, neither am I. What else aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, well, again, he has dropped Britney Spears. I feel like, and I've always felt this way, I didn't see the difference between Britney Spears and other sort of bubblegum pop icons who quickly faded because... I understand they're... Like, Christina Aguilera has chops.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful, amazing voice.
And there are women that either have... Here's your choice in show business. As a woman. You have to be either incredibly piping, smoking hot, and no talent.
Right.
Maybe sort of a Jessica Simpson kind of thing. Just big jugs and some voice and just enough to stay out there. Or you have to have just incredible chops. You can just sing your...
Mariah Carey.
You sing your ass
Christina.
Off.
Christina
Aguilera.
Or you're just such an incredible artistic force, like a Madonna, that mm-hmm. you get to keep moving and reinventing yourself, and people are trying to keep up with you. It doesn't feel to me like Britney Spears is any of those three things. She's a little bit of all three of them, but not really.
Anna Nicole Smith, who sings... In my opinion, they're the same person.
Right. So, thus, if you would have asked me in 1999 or 2000, what's the over-under on this blonde du jour, I would have said 2002, probably not know her name after that, right. And then we'll throw her in with Debbie Gibson at some point along the way, and we'll be making fun of her, and she'll be doing a mall tour. As a matter of fact, we can look forward to a nice Playboy photo spread when she tries to make a little right. scratch back in 08, 09. It doesn't seem to be going that way with Britney Spears. People keep talking about her, and now I feel like people are just talking about her like they're talking about Paris Hilton. Which is, they're just talking yeah, about her. She's not doing anything.
She doesn't do anything. I don't completely get that. My big problem with Britney Spears' comeback is I think it's possible. I really do think it's possible. But she has one major flaw in her comeback, and that is she won't go away.
Right.
You need to go away, and for a while, you need to go hide out in Cambodia with Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
Either go on the Megan Mullally show.
No one will see you there either. So hide out for 2, 3, 5 years
uh-huh.
and come back this different, huge act and possibly have the career of Cher and or Madonna. But you cannot do a comeback if you won't leave.
That's true. Yes, you can't. You got to go on a beer run at some point.
Right.
In order to leave the party.
Absolutely.
Well, Adam, let me ask you this quickly as a sports fan. Let's say you have a team, you love that team, the team starts losing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you stick with your team until they win again?
Yeah. Or until they are replaced by a winning team in your city. But yeah, but it's a little bit different. You're talking about Britney Spears and Ruben?
Yeah, and Ruben.
Yeah. I just feel I don't have much sympathy for her because she's... There's some sort of ratio that I have in my own head, which is a sort of dollars versus talent. And
right.
there are people out there, like, you know, my feeling is if you're Bill Gates and you invent something and you figured out a way to get it into every office in the United States and around the world, God bless you, you deserve $10 kabillion. Whatever you can make, that's what
as
you can make.
As many kabillions as you could get. It's only fair.
Right. And then we all know the guy who's an incredible stand-up comedian or an incredible singer-songwriter, and it just, for one reason or another, never was able to cash it in. And those people are making less than their talent would let them. Well, with Britney Spears, we got a huge
gap.
Huge sure, gap yeah. between how much money she's made over the last 6, 7 years and how much talent she actually possesses.
That is right. true.
I'm sort of a purist that way. And that's what I love about sports, which is, hey, if you're Michael Jordan, then you get $40 million a year. And if you're a sixth guy who comes off the bench, then you get $200,000 a year, and that's just the way it goes. There's nobody in the NBA who's as good as Michael Jordan, who's not being compensated.
Right, absolutely. I mean, there's nobody who is out there and active and as good as... Because when I say I don't know sports, I do know history. And certain sport legends become history. Like, for example, I know Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs.
Right.
I don't know anything else, or who was on a team with him, or what team he did it with.
Mainly because Quaaludes say 714 on them. That's how Danny was able to memorize that one.
Then they went from roars to ropers, and there's a whole long thing. But yeah, 714.
8 o'clock hour, Danny.
But I mean, there are many, many, many things that become legendary and are no longer sports and therefore yes. I care about. Michael Jordan was one of those.
Well, that's the purity of sports as we sort of go all over
ever.
The road. There's no, we'll talk about a sport you know and love, boxing.
Okay, good.
There's no guy who's the heavyweight champ who can knock out anybody and anybody who's put before him who's not being compensated. It doesn't
right.
It doesn't exist. Now, once in a while, you get a super fight, and the guy gets a few more mil than he would have when they put a good opponent in front of him. But if you're the best at what you do or you have unbelievable talent, you're going to get compensated. And usually, it works out. If you're not very good, if you're a club fighter, if you're a tomato can, well, then you're getting $150 a fight, and you're not making any money. Britney Spears, I feel like, is a tomato can.
Yes. Right.
Who's been making millions and millions
who's
of dollars.
Making Holyfield money.
Is making Holyfield
yes.
type George Foreman type money. That's the way I look at it. I look at it as she doesn't punch any harder or have any better movement than all the other tomato cans, all the other guys that are 22 and 47, yet she's been making that kind of money, and I keep waiting for her just to get knocked out and for her to go away, and she won't.
So far she won't, yeah. I'm
all right. We need to take ourselves a break. T.
Well, speaking of heavyweight bouts, Trump got into it with Vieira. Kind of the Ollie Frazier of pop culture.
Yeah, he's going to be on in the 8 o'clock
yes,
hour, so I hear.
He absolutely is. We're going to hear a little bit of their feud. And also, McDreamy helped save a life.
All right, but again, is this jumping on a subway line and sheltering an epileptic with your body while the train passes over? Is this the telling someone to call 911? All right. Well,
this bugs me so much. I told you yesterday, I put myself in hero position all the time, and it never happens for
me. Well, I suspect that this one will be a little disappointing, but we'll be back to talk about it after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. Free FM.
Conway Whitman here. This Monday night, tune in for blood, sweat, and missing teeth. That's right, gang. L.A. Kings hockey.
We'll be broadcasting live from the Staples Center for the Kings versus Edmonton Oilers matchup. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
That's this Monday night, right after Likas. Conway Whitman live from the Staples Center on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
The action never stops at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Imagine meeting your friends for a cocktail 27 stories above the desert or hitting a blackjack with a pressed bet. Morongo has all your favorite games with 2,000 hot slot machines, California craps, over 100 exciting table games, a spacious poker room, and high-stakes bingo. Morongo is now introducing our new high-limit gaming area, now open for your excitement, featuring blackjack, three-card poker, and mini baccarat, and slots up to $100. The lounge has a private cashier, VIP amenities, and three high-definition TVs. And it's all at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, where the action never stops. Southern California's newest four-diamond resort. A short drive from L.A. and minutes from Palm Springs off the I-10 at the Cabazon exit. Call 888-MORONGO. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is an important announcement from Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Are you a cigarette smoker? Are you at least 18 years of age? Are you ready to quit? On average, do you smoke at least half a pack a day? And are you really motivated to stop smoking? If you answered yes, please call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE to learn about our new smoking cessation research medication study. This study includes 7 weeks of study medication plus individual counseling with a smoking cessation expert. You'll also receive compensation for time and travel. This study cannot include people who are using other nicotine or tobacco products or marijuana. However, if you're a cigarette smoker who's really ready to quit for good, call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE. Call us now to enroll in this new smoking cessation research medication program. We'd really like to help you. There's more than hope. There's PRI. Our toll-free number is 888-PRI-HOPE. 888-PRI-HOPE.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
You can get, like, you know, animal print toilets. I mean, all the stuff that you can...
Animal print?
Anything you can imagine. Stainless steel, like, you want to pretend like you're in prison.
A stainless steel toilet? That's not cold in the morning when you sit down.
Yeah, stainless steel, no lid.
It's the prison look. That's what we're doing in the powder room.
Maybe I'll get one of those fancy cleansing ones. I didn't know those are actually...
No, you never leave the house.
They're probably expensive, but as much time as I spend sitting there...
Like, to hell with my Romolinis. Let them die.
Seriously.
Ah, wash my butt.
Are there extra nozzles down there, like a bidet, that shoot water around?
A little arm comes out, you know, with a glove on it, like a Mickey Mouse hand.
Can you alter to do other things if you wanted to grab other things?
I'm sure you could rewire it.
Or sit backwards in the toilet, what happens then?
Who knows? Play a little motorcycle?
It sounds like you'd have an exfoliated wiener.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
If you haven't filed taxes and you owe the IRS over $15,000 and you feel safe because the IRS hasn't contacted you, you're on their list and they will come after you and they will make your life a living hell. Before the IRS clamps down on you, call the only guy I know and trust who can help you, Michael Rosbrook of Tax Resolution Services, who's here with me right now. Michael, how do taxpayers get in trouble with the IRS in the first place?
Most taxpayers get into trouble because of not filing. Worst mistake you can ever make.
What is an installment agreement?
It's sort of like a car payment note. You can pay them back in full over time, usually 5 years. However, if you qualify, when we analyze your financial situation, we can do an offer and compromise and we can settle the debt for pennies on the dollar.
Do you have any last words of advice?
Be a man!
Damn straight. Grow some cojones and call Michael Rosbrook at Tax Resolution Services at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or visit taxresolution.com. Call 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. That's 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Catch the Los Angeles Kings battle the Detroit Red Wings at Staples Center this Saturday, January 6th. For tickets, log on to LAKings.com now.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Do you know the problem with most mattress stores? They don't give a sheet about you.
Larry!
But at Sit and Sleep, we do give a sheet. A free set of sheets with every premium set during our January clearance sale, where you can save up to $1,000.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry!
What? That we give a sheet?
No! Save up to $1,000!
But during Sit and Sleep's January clearance sale, we've got to sell every 2006 mattress in stock. So we're slashing up to $1,000 off every Simmons, Sealy, Serta, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster, Miralax, Heirloom, or Tempur-Pedic.
I'm sheet out of luck now!
Plus pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments till 2008 on approved credit. Plus get free local delivery, old mattress removal, and even a set of sheets. $160 value, free!
Have you got a paddle, Larry?
No, why?
I'm up Sheets Creek, because you're killing me, Larry!
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Now open in Rancho Mirage.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking.
I guess people don't commonly put their children in microwaves.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, it is. And yes, she is. Teresa Strasser with the news.
First, let me apologize for my voice. I have a little bit of a cold today, but I'm going to press onward. Wesley Autry, we spoke to him yesterday. He was the Good Samaritan who saved a 20-year-old who was having a seizure in New York and fell on the subway, jumped on him and saved him. Well, yesterday, it was a great day for the guy. He was given all kinds of gifts and rewards. Donald Trump gave him 10 grand.
Yeah.
Which was very nice.
He got $5,000 for his kids' scholarship fund or whatever, which is going to go a long way toward buying three peachy folders in the year 2021 when his four-year-old is ready to go to college.
Well, it's worse than that because the $5,000 in scholarships were from the film school that the 20-year-old was attending. So
well,
they'll get to take acting classes.
I'm doing the math. Every young black woman in the inner city is going to have to be a great director.
But here's something he can
probably use. Cinematographer.
Of course. The Metropolitan Transit Authority that runs the subway, they gave him a year's supply of Metro cards, which is very nice. Disney World gave him tickets to see to Disneyland and to see The Lion King. For the kids, which is very sweet. And then here's something he didn't even tell us yesterday, that after saving the guy, he didn't take an ambulance because he didn't want to waste taxpayer money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, it's a saint.
I know. And then he just went right to work at his construction job, showing up only half hour late.
Yeah. And listen, I've worked enough construction to know his foreman was still pissed. Like, he's right. Like, "The hell you late for, son? I saved an epileptic. I don't give a good goddamn if you saved a baby Jesus. Now pick up that back, get that frame and hammer, and get your ass back onto that scaffolding."
Actually, Adam, his boss bought him a hero sandwich. I'll let you use that.
Yeah, $3.99. Thanks.
Am I the only one that hears a huge "what can Adam complain about" through most of that? All right, the film school one is obvious.
Yeah.
But they gave him tickets to Disney World?
Yeah.
Does this man live in Florida?
It's an all-expense-paid trip.
I hope they're going to fly him over there.
All-expense-paid trip.
I am promising you that I don't know what this man makes, and I don't want to cast any
He's a construction
ideas.
Worker living in Harlem.
Right, okay. So,
I did the math when I saw him on Letterman.
Yeah.
He looked. He was wearing a suit, much like guys who go to court wear a suit, which is, oh, you've never been in a suit before.
Yeah. When I wear a suit, I look like the defendant, no matter what.
That's what you look like to me.
I swear to God, I always look like the defendant.
I was waiting for bailiff to come out and pull him right off the Letterman set.
He's wearing a suit. The guys, I'm going to court. But the fact is, half of those things are not valuable to that man. At least half of those things are not valuable
Agreed.
To that man.
Agreed. Except for the $3.99 sub sandwich. No, he got the $10,000 from Trump, I think, after taxes, that it will be valuable to him, except for he will be $10.99 on that $10,000, and he will forget to put money aside and will end up paying more in penalties.
Basically, he'll end up in debt.
You don't have to be bad. I hope to be just frugal, because my wife, $10.99 is my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you have to do.
My wife's like, dead serious. Like, I told you we couldn't be more different. I'm the guy with the rose petals, and she's with how much did this cost and who's cleaning it up. She, $10.99 is my mother.
Are you ready to talk about gay sex?
I like the cut of her jib, yes. Oh, let me say this quickly about heroes in New York. There's another story that is stealing this guy's thunder, which is the three-year-old that fell from the third or fourth story fire escape that was caught by the folks in Queens, or I don't know what borough they were in. Point is they're stealing the guy's thunder a little bit. But here's my hypothetical question to you guys, and maybe we'll get into it in another break, but I'll just put it out there. The babysitter was having a smoke. The babysitter opened the window. The toddler climbed out the window and fell to what would have been the toddler's death, but it landed on a fat Puerto Rican guy, and now everything is hunky-dory. But how about that babysitter? Would have been facing manslaughter charges. Now it's a nice slap on the wrist and put the cigarette out and be more careful next time.
It's also a great question for Teresa. How do you feel once you land on a fat Puerto Rican man?
Yes.
Hasn't happened in a few years.
And is that
what happened to your voice?
It knocks the voice
was
right
out of you. Was it Ignacio who did that to you?
It was Jesus.
Point is we'll back burner this one, but let's think about it. Do you want this just to be serendipity and dodged a bullet, or do you want the court in the eyes of the law to see no difference whether the kid was miraculously caught or dead?
In the eyes of the law, if you plot a murder, it's attempted murder.
Yeah.
You still get punished as though you'd killed somebody.
But I guarantee...
But in the eyes of the law, if you don't, it's involuntary manslaughter, also jailable by up to life, depending on how they figure you did it. A drunk driver that kills a whole family, didn't mean to do anything, planned nothing, can be involuntary manslaughter and still serve a life sentence.
Right. I mean, like, we could just cut through the fog and get Danny's P.O. in studio, right? Jake, come in here.
You got to pick, buddy. I've had him in four states.
All right.
Listen.
Point is, we'll get into it next time, but if there was a corpse... She would be up for manslaughter for sure.
Right.
No corpse, probably not. Yeah.
She was still negligent.
And I'm asking you, she didn't do anything any differently. It's just a husky Puerto Rican guy happened along at the right time. Keep
Which
going,
barely ever
Tell
happens.
Me about it.
Almost never.
Well,
I've learned not to count on it when you're jumping out of a window.
I
the hard
a
way.
A fat Puerto Rican when I'm done with this mistake.
All right. In Egypt, a man met another man, and they had sex. One of them... thought that he was going to be paid for the sex. He thought that they were conducting a business transaction, and the other just thought, you know, they connected. So when he demanded money from the gay prostitute, who he didn't know was a gay prostitute, the guy happened to be a teacher. He said, no, I'm not going to pay you. I thought we were just having sex. So he decided to chop the man up and dump the body parts in a suitcase. He put the guy's cell phone in the suitcase. That was a very big mistake because the police in Cairo ran a GPS trace on the cell phone, led them to the suitcase. They connected it to the guy, arrested for murder, and he confessed.
Okay, a tad extreme.
Yes.
But may I say bullcrap? I'm calling bullcrap.
Bullcrap
really?
On the story.
On the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying it didn't happen.
No, it may have happened, but that's not how going to a hooker of any kind works.
Mm-hmm.
Money up front.
Up front.
Up front. Because every hooker knows the second you finish, you've changed your mind about what you've just done. You feel bad. You feel guilty. You want gone. You're angry at them for what you've done to your family. Mm. Whatever the reason is, you're never, ever, ever, ever going to find a hooker who doesn't immediately say $50 and put their hand out before anything else happens.
But straight hooker, money up front. Gay hooker, cash behind.
No, cash in the back, sure.
Cash in the back.
Absolutely. It's like an ATM.
Well, it is true that if you said to somebody who was starving, and when you're a guy and you want to be with someone, that's what it feels like, and you said, look, it's going to be $100 for this buffet, and go, oh, here's 200, I'm eating.
Yeah.
But if you said, finish your meal, eat to your content, then we'll talk about how much you want to pay for it. The guy would belch, put $2 on the table, and walk away.
Right, absolutely.
So that's what it is. Upfront cash.
Yes. So
here's what happened. Is the guy that chopped the other guy up went crazy and was going to chop that guy up anyway. He wasn't a real hooker. He wasn't. That's money in hand first. It's the oldest profession in the world. So you'd have to think they probably perfected it.
Danny, speaking of profession, I think you've missed your calling, which is grief counselor.
Yeah,
I feel like you need to talk to the bereaved family of, you know, the children and the wife that's left behind, and you'd be like, listen, this is not prostitution, because I'm telling you firsthand, I'm sure this cat visited a lot of pros in this day, don't get me wrong, but she went cash on the barrel head. Hey, you can use that one. Anyway, point is, your pops is in hell or purgatory. I'm not going as far as heaven. But the point is he's chopped up and lost in the luggage somewhere in that Samsonite being tossed around the gorilla because he did not pay cash up front. This guy's a homicidal maniac who would have killed him anyway.
Absolutely.
After he gave your husband the reaming of his life, he definitely would have been in the ground.
Don't forget, your dad's an Arab homosexual who's probably going to be set on fire later when the neighbors found out.
Yeah, don't,
sweetie, don't blame yourself for not swinging by the ATM.
Right.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, good.
Danny might also be good on a suicide hotline.
Yes.
I called up and said, I'm thinking about ending it all. I don't really
feel
like
my life. Go ahead and jump. I bet there's a fat Puerto Rican napping right under the window.
Well, first of all, because I have had 100 girls tell me at one point or another, I'm going to kill myself.
Really?
And after about girl 20, I go,
if you don't stop calling?
Or if you don't stop seeing that other girl, you know, whatever it is, it's if I don't stop doing something.
Right.
You know, I started living alone and then for living with girls at a very young age.
Right. If Danny doesn't stop, fill in the blank,
I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
At around girl 20, I'd say, okay, well, hurry, because the commercials are almost over. And nobody, except one girl, did it.
Wow, one girl.
She didn't die, but she did it right in front of me.
Put that one in the hopper next to my hypothetical homicide
because
I feel like we have many things that I want to get into, but yet then the news will be 27 minutes long.
And then Jack will get mad at me.
And then Jack will punish T. So I really mean it. We should keep a steno pad or something.
And after that one, that girl who did that is also the girl who shot me. Same girl.
Put it on. See, I need at least 20 minutes to get to that one.
She's the only girl to this day that I believe ever loved me enough.
Please write all that down.
Write that down. And in the meantime, we'll talk about McDreamy.
Mm.
Now, Patrick Dempsey plays McDreamy.
Hold on, Danny. I'm not kidding. You got to write that down. I want to talk about it. I want to get into it. But I feel like we're going to have 28 of these at the end of next week. And I do want to start checking them off the list.
And I will say, too, that a guy threatened to kill himself when I broke up with him once, and he grabbed a knife.
Yeah.
And like, as though he was going to stab himself.
Write it down.
I'll write it down.
And mail it to yourself, baby, because we're never going to talk about that one.
McDreamy was at the Home Depot in Hollywood. Mm. He saw two kids ghost riding the whip.
Really?
We discussed this yesterday.
Also sounds like a great gay move. What do you want, the Dirty Sanchez? You want to ghost ride the whip?
Which is, of course, when you keep your car running, you get out of it, and you either dance or do whatever on the hood of
the
car.
Yeah, they say you put your car in a neutral and coast, but
that's right.
Wouldn't you engage the cruise control and do it that way? That's the manly way to do it.
I'm not a ghost riding expert, Adam. Mm-hmm. I just do the news.
All right.
So Dempsey's there, McDreamy, sees the ghost riding kids.
The Hollywood Home Depot?
Yes.
I took Dempsey there many years ago during my famous shopping spree where I was trying to make him a man.
Yeah, and he had no idea what it
was. Yes, Danny, write that down. That's a story I got to tell.
Sunset and Western.
And I think you've told it because he had no idea what tool was what and what was happening. Anyway, one of the kids fell off the hood. His car ran over his foot. So the kid had a bad, you know,
ghost riding in the parking lot?
That's what it says.
Because I know I stopped going to that Home Depot because it is like a Calcutta bazaar in there. I mean, it is a freak show. Now, it's great if you're a celebrity because there's not a goddamn person in that place who recognizes anybody with skin lighter than theirs. They're all listening, watching Telemundo and listening to Kukui.
Did you hear that Robin Williams used to always go to Asian liquor stores to get his liquor because they wouldn't recognize
you
him?
You could walk through that place and you'll be literally the only white guy in there, and I guarantee there's nobody home watching Comedy Central or whatever channel you're on. There's no VH1 fans there. They're all just crazed and from a different, and they're from all over the place. So you could walk through there just like you could walk through the streets of Calcutta and not be recognized. It is so crowded that I stopped going there. Yeah. You can't find a place to park, and there's a line of day laborers 1,000 miles long in front of the place. I don't know how you ghost ride for more than 4 feet without running over a couple of day laborers and a guy who's cleaning up the carts.
It's a good question.
Well, ask McDreamy.
I recommend the Bonnie Bray Home Depot.
Mm.
The lesser-known Bonnie Bray Home Depot is much better.
It just sounds gay.
Yeah, Bonnie Bray.
Sounds like you can only get stuff to build dollhouses.
Here's what Dempsey did. He called 911.
I told you. I never even heard the story either. I know. It is a hero.
But he also ran over and stayed with the kid until the ambulance got there. And the real doctors, because he's not a real doctor, figured out that the kid had a broken foot.
Wow.
I'm Teresa Strasser. Croakily, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. QCNN.
Well, he's still a hero in my book. What do we got coming up? My favorite show and the winner of my favorite show, Yul Kwan, Survivor.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows, too. One of the only reality shows, that and The Apprentice, that I watch. So that's it, really. I was going to say aside from my own, and then I went, oh, yeah, I never saw that.
Yes, I love Your Own as well, but I love Survivor, and I think I've seen every season. Yul, a tall glass of Asian
he's good looking
water. Yes, we'll bring him in and talk about what it took to win Survivor. Also, speaking of The Apprentice, Donald Trump going to be on the show. Joel McHale from The Soup coming up. All still coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
More of the Adam Carolla Show coming up.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Hey, Ren, I'm listening to Adam Carolla and I'm learning everything about comedy.
Will you shut up, you fat bloated pig?
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Crank.
My name is Chev Chelios, and today's the day that I die.
Only on DVD and Blu-ray, January 9th.
I've got 1 hour to settle a score.
The whole crew is history.
Say goodbye to my girl.
What's the matter with you?
And go out with a little style.
The critics rave. Crank is a hardcore action classic. It tears up the screen like a muscle car on fire. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Crank, rated R. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray January 9th.
No doubt about it. The internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the internet, too. Isn't it time the internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at Geico.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals, along with prescription-grade acne medicine, to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-335-4191. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-335-4191. That's 1-800-335-4191.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. 97.1. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by the intuitive and powerful 306 horsepower Lexus 350. Go to Lexus.com for more info.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade. A landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
They're reliable, well-built, and they last forever.
For 2007, Toyota has 16 different models, all with legendary Toyota quality.
It's a maintenance-free car. You change the oil and you drive it.
From the economical Yaris and fun-to-drive Corolla to Camry, Motor Trend's 2007 Car of the Year.
And then just change the oil and you can run 250,000 miles on one of these motors.
Choose from Toyota's incredible lineup of SUVs, like the 8-passenger Sequoia, smooth-riding Highlander, or the new RAV4.
They're just overall reliable, great cars. Everyone that I know that has one is happy with it.
Drive home a tough-as-nails Tacoma or powerful new Tundra.
They really took care of all those little aspects that other manufacturers don't think about.
Get a great lease or low APR on any 07 Toyota. See your Southern California Toyota dealer today.
We make it easy, easy on you.
Legendary Toyota quality. Toyota, moving forward.
Skip and Steve for Robbins Brothers, world's biggest engagement ring store.
Hey, Steve, what's with the new sound system?
Well, Skip, Robbins Brothers is the world's biggest engagement ring store because engagement rings are all we do. So we have thousands more engagement rings than other jewelry stores.
Right.
And that means you're much more likely to find that one-in-a-million engagement ring that says something special about the woman you love.
True.
So I think we should have special music for each of our designs. Like, this is for our vintage ring.
But, Steve, we have more than 3,000 rings.
Right. We'll make it a mix. For classic styles, today's hottest designers. Modern? Oh, check this out for our hand-engraved styles.
Steve,
bold designs, delicate designs, elegant designs, exotic designs. Those styles that make it look like the diamond is floating in midair.
Steve,
what?
Who do you think you are, DJ AM? Back away from the stereo.
You'll find Robbins Brothers in Canoga Park, Glendale, Torrance, Montclair, Fullerton, Mission Viejo, and San Diego. For directions, check out our website at robbinsbrothers.com.
This fierce bit of Free FM brought to you by the U.S. Navy Reserve. Honor, courage, commitment. Reclaim it all in the Navy Reserve. Part-time Navy, full-time life. Learn more at NavyReserve.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM. Adam Carolla, American genius.
An ultimate farter, Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, if I could bottle Jimmy's greatness in the gas department. I mean, technically, I guess I could bottle that. So I'll tell you what Kimmel's told me many times, though. He says the day he stops having fun out there, breaking wind on his buddies and getting people to vomit, it's time to hang up the old fart tank. Johnny Knoxville. Good to see you, Johnny.
Hey, man. How are you? Good morning. The one I saw with the yak when it smoked me. And no way was I giving that to anybody. That was mine.
Dave smoked a bull once, but that was a totally different situation. But thank God we were rolling film
That's
on it, because that is some good stuff if you guys have YouTube.
I had a good idea. Someone's going to have to write this down. Everyone's getting bigger to the point where we're having to make airline seats bigger and everything bigger. We already have big and tall stores. How about the big and tall funeral parlor?
Wow.
Oh, we call it larger than life.
The Adam Carolla Show, mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
You will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
If you said Pulp Fiction...
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
You're correct. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yul Kwan here, winner. 13th survivor. Cook Islands.
Wow.
13.
I was a way bigger fan of yours until I read your bio. And now I'm bitterly jealous.
Of me?
No, I've always been bitterly jealous of you. Have you read Kwan's bio? What he's done with his life?
Well,
My mom is proud if she doesn't get a phone call saying, Mom, I need bail. That's like, wow, boy, my son. Look at what Kwan has done with his life.
He's an overachiever, to say the least.
Yeah.
Law school degree from Yale.
Yeah. Passed the bar in both California and Washington, D.C. I've never passed the bar in either of those towns.
You've never passed the bar?
Hey, Adam, I can't believe you went with that.
Yeah. I can use that one?
Thank you. You guys are whores.
Theoretical computer science major at Stanford. You know, you Asians aren't normally known for your hyperachievement, but in this case, you've made an exception.
Breaking all the stereotypes.
As long as we're breaking stereotypes, before we get into what, you are my hero. You're my absolute hero on Survivor, because your Survivor came the closest, because the whole racial thing didn't interest me that much, but that Survivor was the closest to the Survivor I would be willing to play. What I wanted to do was, I thought it'd be really cool, put 12 guys on an island and see who kills 11 of them, and then the 12th guy wins the game. That Survivor
in my world, that guy wins.
Right. Right.
That's actually what my dad thought Survivor was about.
That's what I thought it was about. Right. But yours was the closest. Some of those things seemed, the idea of carrying everybody else's bags while walking in that water and stuff, and the way you kick it, you were like my friggin' hero.
Thank you. You're
more than welcome, because I mean that sincerely. But as long as we did the breaking down of racial stereotypes, you're with another Asian guy over 6 feet tall. How is it possible that you two ever met? How is it possible? What are the odds?
Well, they were just walking through the crowded streets of Bangkok, and they looked over somebody's head.
You know,
and they spotted each other.
I don't think they're Thai.
All right, sorry. Where was I?
We're talking to Yul.
Yul. Sorry.
I think better known as Kwan, though. Didn't they almost always call you Kwan?
The Kwanster?
Yeah.
No, they call me the Godfather.
Can I ask you, how did you feel when you were first presented with the idea that they were going to divide the teams along ethnic lines?
God, I thought it was a bad idea. I mean, honestly, I thought they were going to just try to play up racial caricatures and have a lot of ethnic strife. And I just didn't know how it was going to turn out. I mean, what happened if one ethnicity ended up dominating the entire game?
It didn't happen.
It's called the NBA.
It didn't happen that way, though, did it, really? I mean, it was sort of an issue for what seemed like episode one and two, and then it sort of went away, which was nice.
Well, it went away for a while. I mean, initially, they were divided along racial lines for about two episodes, and then they mixed up the tribes. But there was one point in the game where it looked like the Caucasian tribe would realign and end up wiping out all the minorities. So there's one point where it looked like the final four would be all white.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone on the show was racist at all, but I think it would have just sent a weird message to people watching the show.
This is a sentence I've never heard before in my whole life. It looked like the final four would be all white. You never hear that.
It's true. Yeah. Not if you follow college hoops.
We're going to the final four. They're all white.
Yeah, Glory Road. So now I want to know about the process, because I'm interested. Obviously, hundreds of thousands of people try out, right? I mean, as far as the interview process goes,
right?
How does it go, though? Do you make a videotape and send it in? Do you just go get in line? Do you give them a resume? How do you initially get the wheels turning in terms of being a Survivor contestant?
Well, you're trying to sleep your way in, so with all the producers now.
Mark Burnett, was he good?
Yeah, no, he was really good. Yeah, he was tight.
Grabbed hold of Probst's choker. Went to work. So, seriously, how did it work? And what made you, who were successful in many endeavors, decide to go this route?
Well, the typical process is you send in an application, a videotape, and they'll call you in for interviews. Mm-hmm. This season was unusual, though, because they wanted to have the diversity. So they had a lot of trouble getting minorities to apply for the show. Mm-hmm. So most of the people this season were recruited, including myself. So I didn't find out.
So how did the headhunter work? How did they come to your campus?
They went through the whole interview process and they got to the final people, but they didn't like the right mix of people. So they actually asked people to come onto the show. In my case, just a friend of mine recommended me when she heard that they're still looking for more people. In Becky's case, who's the other Korean-American woman who's a finalist, they just found her on MySpace. They're just trolling around for women on MySpace.
I found so many Korean chicks on MySpace.
Job come true. Go to MySpace, look for hot Asian women.
Well, and speaking of Becky,
I have a whole section of hot Asian women on MySpace.
It seemed as though there was quite a connection between you and Becky.
Yep.
Was love found? Does it continue outside of Cook Island?
We were friends. I mean, we had a very tight bond. She was an amazing person. I think we bonded because we were very kind of aligned in terms of our goals and why we want to be on the show.
But I think you love her.
Love her? No, I think we're just friends.
Well, what about those feelings, especially when people are in those kind of conditions? You know what I mean? I mean, was there any hookups on the island?
There were
crushes?
Hookups. Yeah, in my case, I mean, we're so disgusting and gross. I didn't even want to touch myself.
I wondered that. Like, why would you kiss somebody that hasn't really brushed their teeth?
No, it's pretty nasty. But I know some people hooked up on the island.
Friggin' island. I don't care if they caught fire. If we're going to do it real quick. Let's go.
Who did hook up, if you don't mind?
Well, you know, Adam and Candace had a thing going. Nate and Parvati had a thing going. Mm. In my case, the closest I got to hooking up was with one night I was freezing my butt off in the shelter, and then my hands were shaking, and I was sleeping next to Jonathan Penner, who's a 44-year-old.
The guy sounds like Alan Alda?
Exactly.
Yeah. The guy sounds exactly like Alan Alda.
Exactly like Alan Alda. So yes. He offered, hey, Yul, why don't you stick your hands in my armpits?
That's how it started for me at camp when I was 13 as well, though it involved a sock, and that's all I'll say.
I remember when I was an altar boy, but that's really enough.
You and Alan Alda hooked up on the Survivor.
Well, his armpits were pretty warm. You're saying the warmest parts of the human body are either the armpits or the groin. I'll pick the armpits.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that brings up a question, and if you'd rather not answer or answer any way you want, but when I first saw you, and I think this is just stereotypical of... And I hope you take this as a compliment, how almost perfectly proportioned your body is. And that's no accident. You really know exactly how to take care of yourself. I thought, wow, look at that really tall, hot, gay Asian. So now when you say, I almost hooked up with this guy, I have to ask the question, if you don't mind terribly, are you gay?
No, I'm not.
I got that vibe too.
Okay, good. Really? So I brought it up.
Okay.
You got the gay vibe or the straight vibe?
I got the gay vibe. But let me tell you something about the gay vibe. The gay vibe, if you're not gay, is a compliment. Here's a hairless guy who's tan, who recycles, who takes care of his body, who's driving a sporty two-seater and looks like he has the world by the tail. This guy could really nab a lot of chicks if he weren't gay, and then when you find out he's not gay, it's like, oh, he's actually better than your average heterosexual guy.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend right now.
No, because you're like now the winner of Survivor, and you're a huge whore.
I thought you were going to say gay in line.
No, are you a gigantic slut now?
Huge slut. Oh my god.
Yes.
Turning back.
I like you better by the friggin' second.
What's your type? Because I was going to let you put your hands under my armpits or groin.
Really?
Yeah, what do you like?
What do I like? Well, one of my friends called me basically a lesbian trapped in a man's body because I think like a woman. I'm sensitive, but I like women. So I don't know. I think for me, I want to find someone who's idealistic, has a sense of humor, is nice, kind,
knows a lot about the news.
I gotta say, Teresa.
You're not gonna get him, man.
Teresa is single. Right now. Well, maybe when he burns through. Maybe burns through a few of those million or a few hundred thousand.
When
of
Yul
million.
Is doing the surreal life in 5 years, maybe I have a chance.
That's right. Well, Yul, speaking of the money, it's $1 million.
Yep.
What does Uncle Sam get right off the top, or how does that work? Do you see the $1 million and then pay Uncle Sam?
Yeah, it's weird because they give you literally a check for $1 million, and then I was doing this crazy interview tour where I couldn't deposit it. So I was walking around with $1 million check in my back pocket for about a week.
Right.
City. Yeah.
And you and Jim Carrey, except for he wrote it to himself. What a blowhard move. Point is any guy writes a check to himself is a jackass. Yeah. I'm sorry. But anyway, while overlooking
Mulholland.
The Sunset Strip. On Mulholland. You walk around this, now you deposit it,
right.
And I'm guessing because of your education and ethnicity, you're not going to screw this one up. I mean, you're going to pay Uncle Sam. You're going to be no Richard Hatch. You ain't no White Fagala who's going to be in the can, although jail... Not that bad of a place for Richard.
I don't know if I'm going to pay the taxes. I mean, like, I'd like to have a few more boyfriends in prison, so why not?
You would have plenty.
Have you spoken to a planner, consultant, whatever? Has somebody told you, look, you better set aside $422,000 or whatever it is? Do you know what that amount is?
Yeah, I think after taxes, I'll probably take home about like $550 or so after federal and state.
This is the part that I always scream about when it comes to any of this stuff, which is the real winner is the government.
Oh, yeah.
Because Yule over here risks life and limb, overcomes adversity, sleeps with his hands stuffed into Alan Alda's ass,
right,
and walks away. Whatever. He walks away with 50 grand more than Uncle Sam does. I mean, they essentially take the $1 million
right,
and split it. They haven't got off their fat ass.
And I'll bet there's still a pothole in Kwan's front yard street. Right in front of his house, there's a pothole the
that's
government
right,
won't fix. Yet he just gave him $500,000.
That's right.
And, on this particular survivor, because I haven't really enjoyed it since the first one because of the novelty. And then when I watched this one, just because there was all the hubbub, I had kind of given up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the hubbub meant nothing. The racial thing I didn't get. I went, well, okay, why was this a big deal? But then I really thought for the first time they put you guys in jeopardy. Because I know if I was doing, like, I'm a chain smoker and stuff, but I've got, I really mean business. I'm real competitive. And that thing of walking around and you taking everybody else's knapsack, I'd have done that till I'd had a heart attack and died. And I saw you guys for the first time ever in real danger. Did you ever feel like you were going to get hurt? That it was going too far?
It was tough. I mean, honestly, I don't think they showed the extent to which we all got beat up and injured. But in my case, I had like an eye infection. I got cuts all over my legs that got infected. I had a lot of digestive problems. And it was just really rough. All the challenges this season were very, very
tough.
Well, plus, you know, doing these physical challenges is tough enough, but doing it off of almost nothing. Right. I mean, there's nothing in the tank. You're malnourished. It's dangerous. It's the kind of physical exertion they're doing off of just a, you know, handful of coconut and some sea anemones or something. It's really not, you know, you're not drinking a protein shake before you do it unless things work out with Alan Alda.
Oh, nice.
You are going on an empty tank.
Yeah.
It is. And speaking of that, so when you got back into civilization, was there anyone to sort of guide you through the what should have been sort of slow process of re-nourishing yourself?
It was weird. I mean, we all came back and had an eating disorder. Like, I could not stop eating. Like, 24 hours a day, I was eating. It got so bad, I'd actually go to bed so that I would stop eating. And we all gained a ton of weight. It was kind of a yo-yo diet.
What did you get down to, or do you know? Do they weigh you?
Yeah, they do. I think when I left for the show, it was about 165. I got down to about 150. And then when I came back, I overate, get about like 25, 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was trying to lose weight.
Because when you showed up on the island, you're looking at 6% body fat.
Yeah.
The second you went on the island and took off your shirt, I just thought, okay, this guy is just the perfect symmetry. He's going to win. Yeah, okay, I'm sitting in 9 minutes. I love him. I happen to know the effort that goes into getting that kind of symmetry. You don't just get like all that perfect proportion. So I
honey,
admire
clear
your
out. I need some quality time with you over 6%.
And I pegged you as the winner like right away. I said, that guy is the winner.
Why did you say that? Because I would have thought that someone who looked like a physical threat would have gotten voted out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I don't get the strategy of the game. I still think in my head it's
Survivor. Well, the thing
is, the hardest man's going to win. I don't get that building the strategies and the alliances and stuff. Like, I never understood that.
The reality is, from watching every single episode, is there is no real strategy. Everyone goes in with a strategy, and then all bets are off, turns into a Chinese fire drill somewhere in episode number 8. And the strong guys do survive, but then other times they do get voted off because they're
strong guy. And we don't need that guy around.
Yeah. So now do you, let me ask you this, Yule, because did it put things into perspective for you? Do you enjoy life more?
Yes.
Do you appreciate the little things more?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird, like not being able to take a shower, not being able to brush your teeth, not having toilet paper and using poisonous leaves.
Right.
So you take all that stuff for granted and you realize how much it means. But really, the thing that you really, really miss are your friends and your family, the people in your life that really make it meaningful.
How long did it take for you to get back to jaded and cynical?
Oh, maybe about a day. Yeah.
About a day. Because I feel like I would be on that island and somewhere around day number 28, I'd be saying, every shower I take from this point on, every steaming shower, every hot meal, every time I slip into a jacuzzi or climb into an automobile with a heated seat, I'm going to thank Christ that I'm here and I'm going to appreciate every second of civilized life after this day. But then by Tuesday of that week, I'm going to be angry and yelling at something.
Right, right.
So as far as the human psyche goes, because I'm never going to put myself out like you put yourself out, it does me comfort to know I would snap right back to my jaded, cynical self almost immediately.
Absolutely.
Is that where you're at now?
Yeah, you know, you're on the island, you miss your family, you come back, spend like Christmas dinner with your family, like, all right, I gotta go home.
Yeah, I'm done with you guys.
Right, so the hot shower, the first two hot showers were amazing, but right. Now that you're on the 45th, no big deal.
No big deal, no big deal.
All right, good
right,
to know.
Right.
So I never have to do
back
that.
To the island, right.
Yul Kwan, everybody, really? The government got $450,000 of your $1 million.
It's a big chunk of change. I mean, people are telling me I should go to Canada because they don't tax prize money in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotta
get
it.
That's it. One thing the Canucks got right over there. And I got to say this quickly. I've said it before. I don't consider myself a Republican or liberal or anything, really. But just to all my super left-wing Hollywood liberal pussy buddies who never stop whining about the man, you know, Bush. He's got the Patriot Act going. He wants to listen in on your cell phone calls or tap your emails. Don't worry about that. Worry about the man taking $450,000 of the $1 million that our fine guest, Yul One here, busting his ass and putting himself in danger during Survivor. That's what I want you guys to worry about. I don't care. As far as me, like, would you mind if Uncle Sam listened to your cell phone calls if you got to keep a little more of that million?
For $450,000? Yeah, you can do a lot more
right.
than that.
You know, that's right. And it's amazing to me that the same people that are whining and harping about, you know, Uncle Sam and listening in and Big Brother and that could give a rat's ass about the part where he's taking a bigger and bigger chunk of change every year.
Adam, you're going to make me cry, man.
Well, there was a recent raise the president got, but if I'm not mistaken, you have personally paid the president's salary for two full years.
Plus some.
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
No, I think they bumped it up to 250 now.
Uncle Sam did more than put his hands under your armpits. Uncle
right.
Sam kind of
right
raped you.
Crack, yeah.
But don't worry about Bush. He's got big oil in his back pocket.
Yeah.
He'll be doing just fine.
Strategy.
All right. Thank you very much. Yul, God bless you.
God bless you.
Congratulations.
You are one of the good ones. Yul Kwan.
And impressive as hell. Just done some really, way before you won Survivor, did remarkable things with your life.
Well,
just
thanks, guys,
did that on your
it.
Own is pretty cool.
Thank you.
Let's not forget the symmetry and the 6% body fat, eh?
No, it's not. And I won't. Are you kidding? How can I forget it? He's on a poster in my bedroom wall.
Right?
Why don't we take a bathroom break together?
Right in Dan's spank bank.
Yep.
Go ahead and put your hands between
right
his
armpits.
He's ready to go. We'll take ourselves fire pit, they call
under there.
It's actually a good name because they do the fire crotch if you have the red hair.
Yeah,
but the pit.
I'm fire pit.
Fire pit. Also, looks like you have a labia in there. Let me see what's going
what
on
is
in
going
there.
On?
I just pulled it out. I'm just pulling it out.
Oh, okay. Easy, buddy. It's been a while.
God.
Wife had twins. Everything looks like a vagina. All right. Yul, God bless. We'll take a break. When we come back, a little something we're going to unfurl for you called Angel or Devil. Danny will be the devil. I'll be the angel. You will get advice from us. Danny will be the poor advice. I'll be the great advice.
I don't know that the devil advice is definitely the wrong advice.
That's
it's just,
true.
It's just
you'll
advice.
You'll get both kinds.
Yeah.
You'll get the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
You choose.
Right. We'll take a quick break. Call us at 866-901-ADAM. Ask us advice.
Anything, yeah.
Anything. And we'll be back after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
The apprentice is coming to L.A., and you could be my apprentice. That's right. I'm going to need a lackey to do my bidding. But the good news is you'll be doing my bidding from the Playboy Mansion with Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell. What? Rosie's not... Last-minute cancellation. Anyway, the Ace Man and the Donald are going to be hanging around the Playboy Mansion on the 18th, and you can be there, too. Just log on to adamcarolla.com to enter. Powered by The Apprentice LA, premiering this Sunday night on NBC and, of course, Free FM.
How are you going to pay your holiday credit card bills and the mortgage this month? Don't start the new year in debt.
Let Millennium Mortgage lift your financial burden. We're the industry specialists. Whether you have good credit or scores in the 500s, with our proprietary system, we'll get you the lowest rates at the lowest cost fast with very little paperwork. Call Millennium Mortgage at 866-566-7111. Ask about our 30, 40, and exclusive 50-year fixed loan programs, well under 6%, the lowest in over a year. Don't go 30, 60, or 90 days late and risk losing your home and equity. Call us to lower your mortgage payment at 866-566-7111. I'll say it again, so write it down. Don't be fooled by other lenders. There's no such thing as a free loan. We're upfront about our costs. With us, there are no hidden fees. Shopping other lenders? Millennium Mortgage will be your last call. We don't just quote it, we get it done. Make it your resolution to get out of debt and start fresh today. Now here's your number. Call 866-566-7111.
Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, number 413063. An equal housing lender.
Get ready for Monster Jam! Brought to you by Advance Auto Parts and Ford Trucks. Featuring the biggest, fastest, most powerful monster trucks in the world. Over 12 trucks, including the legendary Gravedigger, will go head-to-head in championship caliber racing and freestyle. Also featured at Monster Jam this year will be Autocross on January 13th and Freestyle Motocross on January 27th. In addition to this world-class competition, the Built Ford Tough Party in the Pits takes place 3 to 5 p.m. prior to the Monster Jam shows. Fans possessing an event ticket and pit pass will have the exclusive opportunity to meet and get autographs of the star drivers. To get your free Monster Jam Party Pit Passes, stop by any Southern California AMCO location and pick yours up today. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for a location nearest you. That's 1-800-GO-AMCO. For Monster Jam tickets and information, visit MonsterJamOnline.com.
Do you know the problem with most mattress stores? They don't give a sheet about you.
Larry!
But at Sit and Sleep, we do give a sheet. A free set of sheets with every premium set during our January clearance sale, where you can save up to $1,000.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry!
What? That we give a sheet?
No! Save up to $1,000!
But during Sit and Sleep's January clearance sale, we've got to sell every 2006 mattress in stock. So we're slashing up to $1,000 off every Simmons, Sealy, Serta, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster, Miralax, Heirloom, or Tempur-Pedic.
I'm sheet out of luck now!
Plus pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments till 2008 on approved credit. Plus get free local delivery, old mattress removal, and even a set of sheets. $160 value, free!
Have you got a paddle, Larry?
No, why?
I'm up Sheets Creek, because you're killing me, Larry!
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Now open in Rancho Mirage.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3, 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
The following is an important announcement from Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Are you a cigarette smoker? Are you at least 18 years of age? Are you ready to quit? On average, do you smoke at least half a pack a day? And are you really motivated to stop smoking? If you answered yes, please call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE to learn about our new smoking cessation research medication study. This study includes 7 weeks of study medication plus individual counseling with a smoking cessation expert. You'll also receive compensation for time and travel. This study cannot include people who are using other nicotine or tobacco products or marijuana. However, if you're a cigarette smoker who's really ready to quit for good, call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE. Call us now to enroll in this new smoking cessation research medication program. We'd really like to help you. There's more than hope. There's PRI. Our toll-free number is 888-PRI-HOPE. 888-PRI-HOPE.
Feel the undeniable power of Panasonic Plasma. No other big screen experience comes close. Experience the power at Panasonic.com. Panasonic, America's best-selling plasma TV. Available at Best Buy.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
I don't know about you, but I like it when someone suddenly decides to give me extra money. It makes me happy, which is how I feel now that California refund value has gone up. See, when you bring your bottles and cans to a recycling center, you get more money. 5 cents for the small ones and 10 cents for the big ones. Call me greedy, but I like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Do you recycle your bottles and cans? I never did either until I heard the news. California Refund Value has gone up. That means when I bring my bottles and cans to a recycling center,
I get more money than ever. 5 cents for smaller ones and 10 cents for the big ones. So now, I'm a recycler. Because I can't pass up money like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Do you got a tough decision to make? Let Adam Carolla and Danny Bonaducci help. It's Angel Adam and Devil Danny on the Adam Carolla Show.
Speaking of that, or actually apropos to nothing, we'll take your calls at 866-901-ADAM if you have a dilemma. Someone wants to know if they should cheat on their wife. Someone else wants to know if they should marry a girl from Norway. You have questions, we'll give you the answer. But quickly, before I forget, Yule was just leaving, the winner from Survivor. We did one of those pictures. I find myself doing more and more now. The dual camera picture.
I didn't know where to look.
It seems like about every other picture I'm taking these days, and I don't think our forefathers had this problem, no. There are two or three cameras in front of you, and they're digital, and they're all just a little bit off each other, and it's always unclear to me who went first, who's gone first, and because I have horrible luck, I always happen to be staring at the camera that's not going off while the camera to my left is going off, and then I turn that way, and then the other camera goes off. I feel like we need now to set some sort of etiquette. There needs to be some sort of right of way, much like when you get to a four-way stop sign, the guy to your left or the guy to the right goes first. Whatever the etiquette is, somebody needs to raise their hand, someone needs to say shooting or going first, or we need to sync up all the cameras, or there needs to be a sound or something.
I like
because
what you said.
I now stand in front of multiple cameras, and by the way, it's probably not the greatest etiquette just to piggyback on someone else's photo op. Like when somebody goes, hey, I'm going to get a picture of you two, don't jump in and go, I'm going to grab one too.
Right.
Let the guy take the picture and then you come in and do it.
Aside from bad family reunions, though, is this a problem that needs solving for the masses?
Not sure about, I'm not sure about the masses, but I will say this. Everybody has a camera in their phone now, and digital cameras seem to be in almost everyone's purse or jacket or something. And I do feel like there's more gangbanging going on with cameras than there ever was, and it's only going to get worse.
My particular, though, I just figured this out because I don't really carry a wallet-type wallet, and everybody says, hey, why don't you have pictures of your... That's porno. Who did that?
What are you looking at, Danny?
I was going to tell you guys that I never found a way to take pictures and carry pictures of my family.
Spontaneity is one thing, but this is awkward.
I took pictures of all the members of my family in my camera phone.
Let's see. Keith and Chris.
But now there's just this one porno thing. I don't even know
what
that is.
Well, let's see that. Any port in a storm, brother.
I don't even know what it is now. Like,
Adam, this is radio.
I thought it was a G-string.
It's a very close-up. It looks like a close-up shot of a chick's ass.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
With some coax cable going around it.
But that was just pictures of my entire family because I don't carry them in my wallet.
It'll
How did that happen?
It'll do. Clear out, everybody.
Get you into my pants.
God, I thought it was like Mr. Technology for a moment.
Well, I'm just saying that any time, and it's going to happen more and more, there's one of these camera gangbangs, there needs to be some sort of order worked out. Other than you two or three people just squeezing at the same time and everyone's head spinning around, missing the flash.
Yes. What about you just say, right here.
I'm going first in 5, 4, or something.
A countdown.
A countdown. Either way, we got to work something out. All right, now, Angel or Devil. Do we have an intro for this?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
So it's just a setup that it's Angel Adam.
Right.
Which is, you know who you're going to call up, and that's it's obvious to me. You're going to call up Adam Carolla, and you're going to get reasonable advice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you call me up, you're going to get advice that is at least, if not good, expedient.
Yes.
If you have a problem, I will solve it, I believe, in my own fashion, quickly.
Well, shall we put it to the test?
I think we should. Angel, Adam, Devil Danny.
All right, this is Bobby. Bobby?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good. Guys? What's the question for us?
I got a couple guys at work that are, smoking pot in the trucks, and you know, I think it messes with my livelihood, you know, because if they get busted, then the company can go down, and But then again, they're friends of mine.
You want to know whether to rat out your friends.
You got it.
Well, I'll go first and say, as the angel, and maybe a little twist on the angel, no. Again, Teresa, what is my rallying call? Does it make you rich or does it make you happy? If it doesn't fall into one of those two categories, then don't do it. If it's not going to make you any money and it's not going to make you any happier, then screw it. These two will turn on you. And even though they may get fired, you're the one who's going to get your tire slashed out in the parking structure.
Here's my question. I will piggyback on Adam's. Is there a chance that the ratting out of these friends will get you a promotion to foreman for keeping a good eye out on the property and on the job site? That you will get accolades for what you have done?
Hey.
Because I am in show business, my friend, and I've been here for 40 years. Wow. And I've watched them come and I've watched them go. And you know how come I stay? Because I stay by climbing over the dead bodies of my friends.
Hold on a second. This coffee tastes funny. Teresa, did you put anything on this?
Okay.
It tastes like strychnine.
You know how I get to the top of the heap? By putting cleats in the backs of my best friends and climbing over their corpses to the top of the food chain. So if by bringing these alleged friends down to the ground or beneath, if at all possible, will get you any kind of advantage at all. Here's exactly what loyalty is worth. 50 grand. 50 grand to the penny. And if there's any way that you can combined value of your friends stabbing them in the back equals a 50 grand for you, you dump these guys out, you rat them out, you turn them in, you actually plant drugs on them,
wow.
And then turn them in.
Devil, Danny.
Yeah.
Like to get to the top of Yule's Heap, wouldn't you? Heap would be a good name for your gay son. Want to get to the top of the heap?
Met Uriah.
Or the bottom.
Richard?
Yes, sir.
What's happening? Give us your question. We'll do a little devil or angel.
Well, I met this girl on the internet about a year and a half ago, and we've been talking and met a couple times in person, and I was planning on marrying her, and I just wanted to know what should I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you met in person or are you just speaking over the internet?
No, we've met in person about three times.
Mm-hmm. And it says here on the screen she's from Norway.
Right.
So she's tall and hot.
Oh, she's completely hot.
But is your problem that you think she just wants a green card?
No, not at all.
Well,
you don't
stupid.
Think she's just using you?
No, not at all. So far, she wants me to live over there in Norway with her. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old are you and how much money do you make?
I'm 23. I make $23,000 a year.
Okay, so next year you can look forward to making $24,000 a year, and by the time you're in your 60s, you'll be doing okay?
Right.
Okay, here's the thing. You're leaving nothing behind. You're leaving an $11 an hour gig behind, right?
Right.
And you have a chance to go abroad, and I'm guessing, just from the sound of your voice, that the only way you would get to go abroad is if you joined the military.
Well, I've already joined, actually. I'm out right now. So.
Wow, I heard...
Pretty good, Adam.
I don't want to be rude to the people in the military, but I can hear it in their voice. And here's the deal. Put you on hold for a second so you won't interrupt. The military is an amazing opportunity for stupid people to travel. Because when you talk to some guy, you ever
That's
talk...
That's their slogan,
ever,
isn't it?
Yeah, you ever talk to some really stupid guy who's a crazy nationality? He's like, yeah, when I was in Germany for... And you're like, your mind reels for a second. You were in Europe.
Yeah.
You're 22. You have a GED. When did you make it over to... Ah.
Oh,
we
nice.
Know that is for experience. We give stupid people a way to travel.
Our military has been responsible for more dumb people traveling in the world than any other nation times 1,000. I mean, you're seriously having guys who sat behind you and got D's in basic math who are spending their time in Europe and Asia and God knows where else. It sounds like a put down, but it's really an opportunity.
It's a great opportunity, but I don't know if we've addressed this man's problem.
Yes. You're right. So, Richard,
yeah.
You're in the military as we speak, or you just got out?
No, I got out about a year ago.
All right. Did you travel when you were in the military?
Only to Iraq.
You went to Iraq?
Oh. Well, that's traveling.
Well, there's the Middle East. Sure, you wouldn't have seen that otherwise.
What'd you do in Iraq?
I repaired all the runways and everything that Saddam blew up over there.
I see. All right. Well, listen, Norway is a garden compared to Iraq, and I think you should take her up on this opportunity. Now, look, the reality is maybe things don't work out. So what? you travel back to the States 2.5 years later, a little fatter with your tail between your legs, and no one knows it better. Meanwhile, you've traveled abroad and been on abroad. I say, forget the $23 or $23,000 a year job. You go to Norway and you seize on this opportunity. Devil Dan?
Fun advice, by the way. But to do my devil's advocate, if you will,
yes.
Having done this, I married a Japanese girl named Setsuko so she could get a green card. Stayed married to the second she got it, and then we got divorced. Barely knew her.
Put that, write
for
that
money,
down.
Danny, or just...
No, really, really drunk, and I happened to speak Japanese. And I heard her explaining that she was going to be deported, and she had two full-time jobs and was a student, and I was nothing but a crackhead drunk.
Oh, now, hold on. You speak Japanese when you're loaded, but you couldn't do it now.
No, I speak Japanese all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Not as well as I used to, but I studied... After about first degree black belt and you're really going to advance and you're getting older, it becomes about less you can do physically and what you have put into it. So I studied the language. Then I married this chick and she got a green card and I got fluent.
Wow.
And now I'm really good in a restaurant. That's all I remember. It was 20 years ago.
Did you overhear her speaking in her native tongue?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a power move.
Did you consummate the marriage?
Yeah. But we hated each other from like the next day. I couldn't believe it. Everything I had understood about Asian women was blown out the window by Setsuko. Mm. Just, she's a friggin' nightmare.
You will make it all better.
Let me take care of my devil,
yes.
Danny. Here's what you need to do, because if you go over to Norway, it's great over there, a little friggin' cold. She's going to be the hot, tall chick around her hot, tall friends, and you are going to be the odd man out. What you want to do is you want to go ahead and marry her with a prenup in case you get lucky, because... A marriage with a prenup is barely even equal to going steady. It means nothing. You can get out tomorrow morning, and it costs you nothing, and you still got to bone the Norway chick.
Hold on.
So, hey, I'm not done giving advice yet. So you bring this chick over here, you grab her passport, you stick it in a safe, and essentially what you've got is a 6-foot-tall blonde slave.
Ah, indentured servitude.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Well, I say this. For a guy who's been drummed out of the service, who's making $9.50 an hour, probably not prenup material, but better safe than sorry. Give the devil his due. All right, Richard.
Thanks, guys.
We're here for you, man.
Wow, rangy.
Grab the bitch's passport, make her your slave. That's my advice.
Speaks Japanese.
Can you say anything for us?
Almost anything you want. I'm not like I was before. It's been 20 years since I was
okay,
in a call
what do you say after you eat a meal?
To say that you're full?
No, to just kind of give thanks for the... Oh, no, before you eat a meal.
Well, what you would do, the first thing you would say would be onekaipai, meaning I'm hungry, or onekasita, meaning I'm hungry.
Hold on, how much Japanese do you speak?
I just know itadakimasu.
That's actually not something you would necessarily say in someone's home.
Okay, just in...
You know that irishai thing people say when you walk into a sushi bar? That barely ever happens in a Japanese guy's house.
Oh, right. Let me ask you about sushi bar etiquette quickly.
By the way, I used to be the manager, the very drunk manager of Sushi on Sunset for like a year, for not even $20,000 a year, it was like $18,000 a year, and I worked 70-hour weeks. But my only skill was that I spoke Japanese, so I didn't really do anything but just drink sake and get
but
wasted.
But still the novelty of a red-headed bass player from the Partridge Family talking in the native tongue must have been great for
the
people.
It was a little bit lost on the owners who spoke almost no English.
Ah.
So it was a little bit lost on them, but they got that something was happening, and then people that spoke the language would come up and tell them, your waiter's really famous.
Can I ask you a quick etiquette question?
So does they, meaning yes in Japanese.
I will go and pick up sushi takeout often, and I'll come walking into the sushi joint, and all the guys behind the counter go, "Hello!" And I have to wave it off. No, takeout. Pick it up.
No.
I'm not going to sit at the bar. I'm not going in the restaurant. I'm not even going to go by the little pony wall divider. I'm not going to make it past the fish tank. I'm picking up my crap, $85 for one small bag,
right.
And I'll be heading out. So I'm trying to wave off the greeting.
You don't need to wave it off.
Don't need to
because
wave it off.
Because it is not a welcome into our place to sit down and have a meal. It's a welcome that you have passed the threshold of the door and that only.
But how about my ass is out of here in 2 minutes? Is there?
Watashi no, I'm trying to think of how to say
it. Can I yell a no biggie or a some sort of Japanese, you know, wave off, it's okay, or I'm just, you know, when people say to you like in English, oh, welcome, and you go, oh, I'm just looking. You know what I mean? I'm in and out. Can I have something?
Sumimasen, Chito, Tomogatos, sumimasen, chitoru tomodash.
Just a little?
I'm just having a little food.
Chito!
Or also skoshi.
I just called him small penis and all coming after me at the carving
knife. Skoshi chimpo is how you say that.
Really? Small
skoshi chimpo. Skoshi is small.
Right.
And because it's the first word you learn.
Practically
and that's the only really kind of descriptive dirty word you can find in Japanese. It's really difficult. I wanted to get in a fight with this Japanese sushi guy one night, and I didn't have the words to tell him. They just don't have the words to really say, hey, F you, you, big, rah, rah, rah. And the guy should go to him and said, just look at him and go, hey, hakyo. And I said, hey, hakyo. And he went crazy and whipped out a sushi knife, and it was a big, bad, ugly ass scene. Mm. And you know what I had called him?
What?
A farmer.
That's low.
I feel like these other cultures got a long way to go
in
the insult department.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like whenever they translate, when the guys are chanting out in the streets of Iraq or when they do, it's like, he is a dog who lays down with other dogs. You know, come on, you guys don't have mother effer at this point. It's 2007.
Although, you know what? As an Italian, there are certain things. I had a guy come up to me at a gas station yesterday. It was a very weird story. I won't even get into why he did it.
Write it down.
But a person I knew through a 12-step program who was doing okay came up and he said, I thought you were my friend. And I turned around and I said, I started to get into a conversation with him. He said, you're a piece of S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Italian world, especially in Philly, when you call a human being a piece of
S,
that's right when you shoot them in the head.
Uh-huh.
You're telling them you don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped trying to figure out why he was mad at me and just got ready to protect myself because when we say that, like, that's the lowest. You don't, and that's when Mr. Soprano gives you a double tap behind the ear because you're a piece of...
Now, I'm only half listening, but when you were speaking Japanese on the mean streets of South Philly, as you...
Actually, that was Hollywood.
You calling someone a piece of yellowtail is... Yeah, wow. I'll tell you, no one spans the cultures like Bonaducci, I gotta say.
I have been around. I have been around.
I want to speak to Tim now, just to put a nice bow on this.
Good.
Tim?
Hey, Ace Man, how you doing?
What's happening?
I'm Ace Man.
I like that. What's your dilemma?
Got it, buddy. My dilemma is, I've been married for about 7 years, and, my wife no longer does it for me, and, I got this hot 19-year-old that just wants to do me, basically, and,
well,
how do you know,
first off, she wants to do you?
Well, she flirts with me, she gave me her number, her MySpace address, everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. You've been in contact with her?
Yeah, I work with her.
Right. I know that. I work with Mike, too. Doesn't mean I'm boffing him yet.
I worked on for a few minutes and he left happier.
Yeah, no, I know you see her because you're working with her, but you're talking to her on the on her MySpace page?
Yeah,
and that kind of thing.
We have conversations at work. You know, we have lunch a couple times a week.
But this is a positive thing. This could not... You couldn't be misreading this. If you go to make the move, you two are going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I think we need to know.
For clarity, what sort of job?
What sort of job? I'm an accountant at a trucking company.
Wow. Rangy. Okay. So you're an accountant at a trucking company.
And when you say your wife never does it for you anyway, do you mean she won't have sex with you or she doesn't turn you on?
Well, it's both, Danny. Everybody tells me that she's hot. You know, she's got the D implants and everything, and she doesn't turn me on. And we have sex maybe once every 2 weeks.
All right. But,
pretty bad.
But, Tim, do you have kids?
Yeah, we have two.
Two kids.
Yeah.
All right, see, here's what I want to say is the angel.
The angel.
I'm trying to remember which hat I'm wearing. Don't do it because it will haunt you. You will be living this lie. You'll be walking around with this burden, and whatever gratification you feel physically from hopping on top of this 19-year-old will be outweighed by the grief and the burden, you know, spent the phone. Every time the phone rings, you're going to have to think, wait a minute, is that her? Every time something pops up on the computer, there's nothing worse than walking around covering your tracks. You're like in the Western movies where the guy attaches the tree branch to the back of the horse and drags it so they don't pick up on the tracks. Do you want to go through your life dragging a tree branch from your ass? I say no. I say you either get counseling with your wife and work it out for the sake of the kids, or you just man up and say, look, this ain't working. We'll get divorced like 50% of the rest of the country, and I'll call it a life and hop on top of this 19-year-old. But do not cheat in wedlock.
Yeah. Here is my, because you know, every day, and I want you to know it's dead true, every day when I discuss this show, my wife is listening right now because I'm still in the paranoid stage. I got to go home and say, how'd I do? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know that people listen, and every day I give you both a very big comment. Jeez, I'm in a room with really clever people, and that's never been my job before. I'm the smart guy. Everybody else laughs at what I say. That's always been my job. To be in a room with really bright people makes me nervous. So
thank you.
It's very, well, you're more than welcome. It's a sincere compliment. Except in this case where you're just stupid.
How dare you?
Okay, because here's the thing.
Yes.
And let me say, this is the devil of Danny a long time ago, because I did the one flaw in my theory. If you bone the hot 19-year-old, first of all, your wife is going to become, and this is a statistical fact, you will be far more interested in your wife physically after you're having done...
Is that right?
Yes.
Really?
You'll find that sleeping with your wife is now erotic to you, because there's another... Well, according to the books I have read.
Well, essentially becomes a new woman, because the last woman you're on top of wasn't her.
Secondly, the covering your tracks, Adam, could not be more right. I've lived my life so long, when the phone rings, it could almost be my death.
He's dragging a palm frond right now from his belt.
All the time. But let me say this about doing it and having it haunt you. That's crap. Unless you get herpes... You just nail this 19-year-old as often as possible, and I promise you, if you don't get caught, it will not only not haunt you, it will improve your marriage dramatically. So when Adam the Angel says, think about your children, if you think about your children while you're boffing the 19-year-old, you're a pervert, dude. You just bone the 19-year-old, keep your mouth shut, and move on with your life.
I'll tell you what. I'm ready. I'm reasonable. I'll compromise. Boner and think about my kids, too.
There you go.
Wait a second.
Okay, and then I'll think about your kids when I'm cheating.
And I'm going to put my kid in a helmet just so I can be simpatico with Adam.
Thank you.
Danny, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you really wouldn't feel any kind of guilt or lasting remorse if you cheated?
And didn't get caught? To the fact is, I don't know that we have time for this, because I cheated 5 years ago and did get caught.
But if you hadn't gotten caught, you wouldn't have felt any guilt about it?
No, I don't believe I would have, no.
How did you get caught?
Just my life changed. I had all the patterns of... It's really weird. I don't go anywhere. I stay home. I read my books, and I watch my TV, and I play with my kids, and I don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was going to a lot of AA meetings. You're not supposed to say that, but...
12-step.
I'm kind of done.
Say 12-step.
Right. I'm kind of over that. Shut up.
Anonymous.
And, you know, I'd go for an hour a day. And pretty soon, I was gone from... You know, the time I would do the morning show, and I would get home at 9 o'clock at night. And after 6 months, out of just no light, because I kind of thought she knew, because my wife doesn't particularly care for sex. It's not her thing, and it's my thing a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought, somewhere in her heart, she knows, and this is a blessing to her.
You guys needed to see Danny's face when he said,
a lot.
Yeah,
it was scary.
It was.
Yeah, no, it's possibly the bane of my existence. Now that I'm 100% faithful and committed to my wife, uh-huh, and would never, ever do that again. Because the
worst day of her life.
Because she's my best pal, and I hurt her, and I can't forgive myself for that. But the fact is, I am a slave. I never am more than an hour away from home.
Interesting.
But you're saying,
because if that urge overcomes me, I got to hit the gas and get home and have sex.
Wow. I thought Dr. Drew was a man of extreme passion, but it turns out Bonaducci.
I'm like wearing the ankle bracelet of sex, and I am a slave to a certain area.
Well, so when you were having this relationship outside of the marriage, was it just sex, or were you guys going out?
This is actually one of the reasons I feel terribly, terribly guilty about it.
Emotional cheating.
Because... Well, this girl was not just some groupie girl. She had a reasonable job. She was successful. She was bright. She wasn't some little chippy. She was over 30.
Did you know her from the program?
No, as a matter of fact. I knew her from a very odd place that I can't say, because that'll kind of identify her.
Mm.
But what happened is, I'm a man of much curiosity. And I would say, you know what? Buddhism kind of makes me curious this afternoon. By the time I would get to her house, she would have map-quested a place to 3 different Buddhist temples. And the next day, I would say, I think pottery classes would be fun. Mm-hmm. And I'd get to her house, and there'd be wheels and clay.
Color me mine.
Dude, whatever crossed my mind.
Hold on, is this gal still singing?
Dude, I mean, whatever crossed my mind. And when my wife found out, and I looked at her like, because I kind of tried to blame her.
Now, but
I did
right.
the cheap man thing and tried to blame right. my wife. You drove
for
me
not
to
putting
this.
Out
but most women, let me interrupt for 1 second. Most women who are not just a booty call, who are substantial, like this woman was or is, are
well,
looking.
Don't ask my wife.
All right. But are looking for more.
Yeah, no, she wanted. I was supposed to leave my wife yeah. and marry her.
Right.
She was. Well, she actually wrote me the letters that Gretchen is in possession of that refer to my children as her stepchildren.
Ah, I bet those come out during the nice.
During, I'll tell you, nice you know what Gretchen does, and I hope this other girl isn't listening, although it doesn't really matter at this point. It's 6 years old, and I'm still, I got to be honest, during Devil Danny, I'm always going to give my devil advice. I'm going to. That's mm-hmm. not a problem. But since this has come up, it is possibly because I almost, not sociopath, but I am almost incapable of remorse. They really just don't care that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do things if I'm going to be sorry about them. And doing it with the girl never bothered me a bit. My wife said to me when I said she'd be a Buddhist and she'd do the clay thing and we'd jump out of airport. Anything I said that happened that second. My wife looked at me and she goes, well, I was a little bit busy raising your children. I couldn't stop and go learn to be a Buddhist or mm-hmm. make clay pots because we didn't have a babysitter so I can make clay pots while you were out doing this girl. And I went, oh my God, just so I would have to say out of all, and I've done some bad things. That's the only thing I feel to this day, and it's 5 years ago, and I know she's listening right now. That is the only thing that I feel just riddled with remorse about.
Wow. I know my wife's not listening right now, so I'm going to need her phone number, Dan.
Believe me, I wouldn't know what it was.
I was a ceramics major in high school. I love throwing a pot. And, sweetie, if you're listening, coil pot, pinch pot, slab pot, this man will do it all.
Dude, don't stay with pot. Anything you could think of if you get into that relationship with that girl.
Well, would she do sexual things with you that your wife would not do?
All right, you may get ready to bleep this. All right, here is a letter. Here is a letter that my wife is in possession of, and at the time was my favorite sentence I had ever heard. We were going on a trip. This is how I thought my wife knew. I thought my wife said, "You're going to Ensenada alone," and I said, "Yes," and she said, "Okay, have fun." So I thought she knew.
Uh huh.
And the girl said to me, "Hey, honey, I grabbed the dildos. Did you bring the porn?"
Wow.
And I said, that may be the greatest sentence I ever heard. Write it down.
Yeah.
And she did in a journal. When my wife found out about the affair, she said, are there letters from this nut? And I said, yeah. She goes, you go get them right now. So what do you mean? She goes, this is going to come back and bite you right in the ass. I said, how do you expect me to get in the house?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't care, which in my mind implied, like, if you have to sleep with her one more time to get these letters, you go ahead, but you get the letters.
Yeah.
You slept with her one more time to get the letters?
I'm not saying I did. I'm just saying it seemed to me like that's what my wife was saying.
Hold on, did she use the strap-on again?
So I went to the house.
I told you all guys like that, and you wouldn't believe me, Adam.
He wasn't. She wasn't bringing a strap-on to Mexico. How dare you?
I would not like that.
Just once
I don't even want to be touched anywhere near there. No, because I think it's a hygiene thing. I don't think I'm as fresh as I'd like to be.
Please, we'll be right back. All right, please. We're running late for break.
If anybody is out there and listening wants to know how I really feel about that, that's the one thing I'm truly ashamed of. That I hurt the person I love the most.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears. Danny Bonaducci, open book. Joel McHale, not quite as forthcoming as Danny Bonaducci, but either here or on his way from the soup. Now, I know Angie's giving me a look. Oh, he's not here yet.
Oh.
So, man, we're running late. He's supposed to be here.
Can we hear about when
hour.
Danny got shot?
Oh, there's that, too. Well, I'll tell you what.
By a girl. The worst I've ever been wounded by another human being has always been women.
Not emotionally. You mean physically.
Physically. I mean, like, when I crashed my bike and got the steel plate, I did that. But another person physically hurting me bad has always been chicks with guns and knives.
Donald Trump is due to be on the show as well. So I'll tell you what. When we come back, it'll either be Trump, McHale, or Bonaducci getting
all
shot
good.
By abroad.
All good.
You can't go wrong with any of those.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
We'll take a quick break, be back with one of the three after this.
Less commercials, more Corolla. The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
The AVN Awards are headed to the Mandalay Event Center in Vegas on January 13th. And this year, you don't have to be able to perform any Herculean tasks in the bedroom or have any novelty-sized private parts to get in, because it's open to the public. So if you want to party like a porn star, log on to 971freefm.com and enter to win free tickets to the AVN Awards. Then you can be there in person to witness the great thespians of adult films get the recognition that they've gotten so sweaty for. Powered by the AVN Awards, online at avnawards.com and 97.1 KLSX Free FM, where the FM stands for Filthy Movies.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade. A landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
It's back. The annual Giant LA RV Show at the Pomona Fairplex. Now through January 7th. Over 296 models and 50 brands of the biggest names like Monaco,
Fleetwood,
National RV,
Weekend Warrior,
Newmar,
Skyline, and many more.
Millions of dollars worth of beautiful new and pre-owned gas and diesel pushers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, and toy box haulers on site. If you're even thinking about buying an RV, you must see this show. Every style, every size. Every floor plan, show price.
Show price.
2006 models gotta go.
Our loss is your gain.
Huge manufacturer rebate and thousands of dollars in discounts on select models. You'll love it. Your family will love you. Don't miss this huge sales event. Come to the annual Giant LA RV Show at the LA Fairground. White Avenue to Gate 9. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily now through January 7th. Free admission. Auto Club members, show your card and save.
See show for details.
Don't miss it.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem from the Solomon Free Money Hour, also known as the Loan Busters. We're here to save you money from other companies who misquote or mislead you when you sign your home loan documents. And believe me, they do. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, the rate and the closing costs won't change. We are the Loan Busters. That's right, my friends, the Loan Busters.
Hi, I'm Fred Solomon. We flat out will save you money. We will review your good faith estimate for free.
For free, folks. Smart people get second opinions. 800-811-7709. Call 800-811-7709.
We pay for title, escrow, appraisal, credit report, all the fees that go into the cost of refinancing. We pay those costs 100%.
Call Solomon Financial at 800-811-7709. That's 800-811-7709. Or visit nopointsnoclosingcosts.com for a free loan cost analysis.
Solomon Financial is licensed by the California DRE.
Adam Carolla, American genius.
Tom Likas is on the phone. Tom?
Hello, Adam.
Again, glad to hear you in such a jovial mood.
Yeah. It's cheering me up already.
Well, that's what Mr. Brightside is for. Well, let's see. We don't have time to really talk to anyone else, but Tom, I can just tell you, and you can laugh along, this guy has an ex-wife that has stolen his kids. Jane is clinging to death and 2 days away from dying. Larry's caught in a bear trap. He's calling from a forest. Fred's entire family was blown up by Hezbollah.
You're very jovial this morning, Tom.
The Adam Carolla Show. Mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
With a new HD radio receiver, you can wake up to clean digital sound.
At Crutchfield.com, you'll find HD radios from respected brands like Boston Acoustics and Cambridge Soundworks. Discover HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
To celebrate the new year, Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off 2007 with our giant 15th anniversary winter event. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. We finished 2006 as number one in the USA for the eighth consecutive year, selling more than twice as many Mercedes-Benz as anyone else. Needless to say, we've taken in a record number of trade-ins. Right now, we have a huge inventory of Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. They're all sale tagged at or close to Kelley Blue Book wholesale. Plus, we're offering super low Fletcher Jones winter event lease rates on over 1,000 new 2007 models. We'll even pay off your trade-in, no matter how much you owe. Plus, we still have nearly 100 new 06s with savings up to $30,000. Talk about a sale. Hey, it only happens once a year, so don't miss out. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73 and join our giant celebration.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Savings based on 06 CL600, CL65, and S65 models. And offers in January 14th, so hurry.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Tired of being crucified by the press.
I have a question.
From this E! News story.
TV talk.
Lately, everyone seems to be talking about Meerkat Manor. I'm not joking.
From Ease the Soup, Joel McHale on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, great to see you, Joel.
Nice to see you.
Joel always freshly scrubbed, and that's why Teresa Strasser has a huge crush on him.
It's because of his talent.
Well,
it's very funny.
I don't have that crush I had on Quan, but I'm a big fan.
Well,
I'm a big fan.
Well, you're going to be on the show tonight, so I see here on Ease the Soup.
Yeah, you know how you can't get a song out of your head?
Mm-hmm.
That my experience with you, Danny, over the entire break, I keep going back to it.
Well, now, when I met with Danny, when I found out Danny was going to do this show, I insisted on two things. One, we go out to breakfast and meet. The other is I get the number of this chick I'm hanging out with the Potter's Wheel.
By the way, I just got off the phone with my wife, and she said, by the way, did you mention to them that she's a dangerous lunatic with transferable diseases? And I said, no, I forgot to mention that.
Now, I need a number now.
Okay.
Now.
I just want you to know, she's honey, I promise I got that out. She's a nutbag with diseases.
Was it like Ghost, that movie where
you're
on the Potter's Wheel?
You were the Righteous Swing. Brothers was playing.
She was behind you?
Yes. Unchained Melody.
Thank you.
She's a dirty whore, and I hope she burns in hell.
Well, when I met Danny over at lunch, over breakfast, over DuPars, when I met him, he had a bloody spot on his forehead and another one on his fist, and I said, what happened to you? And he said, Joel McHale just hit me with a piece of 2x4, and I said, let's kick his ass. And he said, no, it was for a TV show, and now you can pick up the story, Joel.
Well, thank you. That's exactly what happened. We had this whole bit written out. We gave Danny the Lifetime Train Wreck Award.
Mm-hmm.
And
for what was the show?
This week is the awards. We give awards out for the entire year.
Best of 2006.
Yeah, the best of two. We've already had our best clips, and now this is the awards for kind of the best stories, such as Britney's underwear.
Right.
Or lack thereof.
Right, and so we gave Danny because Breaking Bonaducci was once again incredible this year.
Thank you.
Especially the photocopying of your genitalia with your children.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot, too. I got a lot of mail on that one.
Yeah, my dad and I watched that one, and we reminisced.
Yeah. Too bad there wasn't a lot of mail on the photocopying machine.
Right. Well, we had those carbons, and my dad had there was no zero.
I just kept hitting enlarge.
So then, but Danny came up with this idea. He was like, Joel, here's what I want you to do. And he said, go make some one-inch thick pine boards at Home Depot, and you can hit me over the head with them. I'm going to punch through a
couple. This is during the award ceremony.
No, this is right before, as we're kind of planning out what we're going to do.
Well, they've done something
for the award.
First of all, the award was not originally the Lifetime Trainwreck Award.
Mm-hmm.
They appropriately were a little bit afraid of me.
Yes.
And when I got there,
I still am. I'm totally
excited. It was just told, wait till I start showing you the picture I'm going to show you. They said, while leaning away from me, which I always find funny, like, mm-hmm. I won't catch you if you lean away.
Right.
But leaning away, they go, can we change it to the Lifetime Achievement Award, to the Lifetime Trainwreck Award? And I went, dude, I did the show. Of course you can change it to the, I don't care what you, just,
right.
It's the Spaz Jerk Award. Fine.
Right.
So the clip they kept showing, first of all, I got to get a clip of baking Bonaducci,
yes.
Which is the funniest thing ever.
Parody.
They said, what can Danny do next? How can he possibly top what he has done? And they said, join us next season for Baking with Bonaducci. And it's my poor wife making cookies. And I'm going, those cookies better be golden and delicious, or I'll shake your foundation.
I rarely say this, Joel, but those writers of yours need a raise. Baking Bonaducci.
It's very good.
Stroke of genius. Is that yours, or is that one of the writers?
That's not my. What we did, we took the word breaking.
Uh-huh.
And then you just change a couple of letters.
Slow down. Right. Slow down. Right. Yes.
Okay, you keep the B and the K.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You change the...
Peabody people, are you listening?
You right, can also do Basting Bonaducci.
Yep.
Wow, had I done another season.
All right, so you got rid of the R from break. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, from breaking.
Right.
And you changed it around. You took the E and you slid it back to the...
Right.
Mm-hmm, and then you got baking.
And then you got baking.
Wow.
But the clip they keep showing of me being a nut is actually not me being a nut. I'm breaking boards and concrete blocks, but I'm doing it in a karate school.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've broken thousands of them on my tests up to third-degree black belt. You kind of stop after a while because you're getting older.
Breaking cinder blocks.
Concrete blocks, cinder blocks. I can actually, there's not that many people that can break a red brick, and I can break a red brick.
Your standard red chimney brick.
That's a bitch. Yeah. And, but anyway, so I said, why don't,
you're just going to give a speech. And
that they had written for me. And I said, right. Is this a real award or not? They said, no, it's a real award. And I said, then I would accept
it. Is this in front of a audience or is this on the set of The Soup?
It's on the set of The Soup, but we had like 50 people because they wanted to see, witness the car accident that was going to be the end of the show. and also had a lot of the employees. It was the last show of the year. So so there was a lot of people watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Bonaducci comes out, and you have the pine board.
Well, this is our backstage, he said. He had to explain to me. Are you going to hit me?
No.
Okay.
Get warm.
He had to explain to me how I had to hold the board, because he was going to punch through one first, and then I was going to strike him with the board. So his head was already bleeding at that point, and I was holding the board, and he punched it once, and it didn't go through, and then your poor skin started getting mashed, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're going to do this. And then you said, make sure you hit me on the head like you hate me, not like you like me, or you're going to hurt me.
I said, if you do me any favors by not hitting me hard enough, you're not doing me any favor. You're going to hurt me.
It's not going to break.
You have to hit me with this board like you're trying to kill me.
Well, it's like my old football coaches used to say, when you're going half speed, that's when you get hurt.
Exactly.
Which then turns into a joke when I'm at Kimmel's, because every time we're watching football and the guy gets a compound fracture of his fibula, we say, well, he was going half speed.
Junior Seau, he was not even
half
trying.
He was going half speed when he broke his forearm.
Joel, can I ask you this? Was Danny Bonaducci your first choice for the train wreck award, or was he the only guy you could get?
We couldn't get Saddam Hussein or that guy that runs North Korea.
Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il.
His people turned you down?
Lohan, Spears.
No, they're not close to Danny's.
They're not in the ball.
He was your big choice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If we could have gotten Lindsay and you, that would have been great. So then we're on the
Redhead.
Set, and he punches, he gets mad, we introduce him, he gets mad at me, we do the fake, I will now defend myself with this board. He punches through the board like it's balsa wood, like it's a piece of paper.
And it, unlike pine that I've broken a lot of, it doesn't snap in half. It shatters like it's a crash test dummy. It explodes. And I went... And then I'm already bleeding now.
Bleeding, his head's already bleeding.
I said, something's really wrong here. Something's seriously wrong with this wood or with
maybe
something.
Maybe somebody won out, some gopher won out and got the wrong stock.
It was not
mine. My theory is that it was, because here were my description.
Oh, you said teak.
I said, go out and get a three-quarter inch pine by a foot long by 10 feet long, or by a foot wide by 10 feet long, and have it cut into 10-foot squares. Mm-hmm. I'll break them all day. You can break them, that one-inch punch of Bruce Lee and all that crap, it's nothing.
Right.
Anybody over 100 pounds wants to break a three-quarter inch pine, it's going to do it. When I hit this thing, because I had tapped one on the top of my head backstage to practice, and it didn't break, I went... Okay, something's really wrong here.
And he was practicing he was just smashing it down on his head. I said, I don't know why it's not breaking.
So, Lohan would have been doing the same thing, by the way, had you both
The cameras are rolling now, and I have no options in my world. There are no options in my world but to break that board.
Yes, you're Bonaduce. You people expect things
yes.
out of
you. Right. This so is already after our props guy had gone to Home Depot, and the guy's like, what are these for? And like, we're going to bust them over Danny Bonaduce. He's like, oh, no way. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's way too thick.
So we got the wrong stock.
So I blow up the first piece of wood, and then I have to hide my hand because there's nothing funny about bleeding. And I'm, you know, we're still being funny, and I'm bleeding a lot.
Right.
And then here's the bit. I say, well, this isn't about you anyway, Joel. And I turn to the audience, and I start to talk to the audience, and he's going to break these two pieces of boards over my head, and I'm going to continue to talk like it's not even happening. Like, it's, I, like right. I don't even notice.
Right.
But he hits me over the head with the first board.
I hit you as hard as I... Because you remember, I was like, all right, I got to hit him like I hate him.
Right, exactly.
And I haven't hit
right
anyone
thing.
This hard since football.
Joel, an athlete who played for Washington.
Yeah, I was like, okay, here we go. And I put it over my head, and my shoulders... I mean, my fist bounced up. Yeah, there's the... My fist bounced
you know
off his shoulders because I had swung down so
right.
hard.
Right.
But it did exactly what I say. I said, don't do me a favor. But the wood being, I believe, the wrong wood. Here is, I'm not going to show you this one picture, which is a better mark of Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm glad.
Because my wife's not wearing any makeup, but there's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
By the way, the weird knife in my hand is what my five-year-old got me for Christmas.
Now, Adam, what was your impression when you go to breakfast at Dupar's with Danny, who's going to be your new co-worker?
And I've got and bloody knuckles.
He's bleeding from the head and hand.
Yeah.
What was your first impression?
Well, it was great because when I was talking to Jack Silver, program director, he's like, you got to meet Danny. He's a great guy. And I'm like, that guy's a maniac. I don't want to work with that animal. And he was like, he's not. He's a normal guy. He's a family guy. He's sober. He's a professional. That's all an act for TV. We'll just sit down at Dupar's, break a little bread, and you guys will get to know each other, and you'll see what a calm and loving individual he is. And then he comes running in 5 minutes late.
Covered in blood.
He's wearing a leather jacket because he rode the Harley and he's all beaked up and he's like, my head's bleeding. Look at my fist. It's all jacked up. Mikhail came at me with a school bench and a punch right through it. Then he went upside my head with a... I told the guy to get Naughty Pine and he comes at me with Clear Oak and I see stars because he tries to bash it on my head. And I'm thinking like, well, Mikhail's a pretty even-keeled guy. If he tried to take a plank and go over upside your head with it, you must have had a couple. Bust it right over my head. Anyway, this is going to be great working with you kids. I'm looking forward to it.
Like, the thing you've got to keep in mind, though, is before the cameras rolled, nothing like that. Just sat back, talked, rolled.
No,
I think any company should be thrilled to have an employee that would go as far as I will go.
I agree.
It was a tiny little thing on E, and I thought it is better improved. Mm-hmm. And so it took a little blood spilled on my part.
Mm-hmm.
To improve his show, a show I was on,
right.
Totally, and I will always go that distance.
Yes, you put out.
Yes, that's why Breaking Bonaduce was great, because you're a great entertainer.
That's right.
Now, you wouldn't let us...
I think that sums up the feelings of America.
I think so.
Sammy Davis and Danny Bonaduce.
They entertain the masses.
That's right. May they both rest in peace.
Now, next year, would you let me hit you with
here.
A... would you let me hit you with like a sand wedge?
Will I survive it?
I don't know.
Let's do it on this show.
If I do survive it, what is the plus side for me? Because I will do something that there's a very good chance I won't survive, if there's a very good chance that if I survive it, I become a multimillionaire.
Huh. All right.
Next year. Now, and also without a third season, so we hear of Breaking Bonaduce, he may not be... Unless he rapes Teresa Strasser in a parking structure. He may not be a nominee for Trainwreck of the Year.
You need to get some cameras in here.
Mm.
Yeah.
You need to have a webcam.
Good point. Thus, he could be a nominee next year.
Speaking of this,
yes.
You just showed us these photos from Christmas. And I have to say this because I think your wife is probably having a rough day after the story you told earlier. Your wife looks gorgeous without makeup on.
She is stunning.
She really is.
A gorgeous woman. 41, size 0, 2 kids.
Yeah, and you look like a chaste Indian woman with that blood on your forehead.
Yes, you're the one holding the Batman knife that my five-year-old got me.
You look like some sort of crazy Bollywood superhero.
Hey,
I'll take it.
Joel McHale. Now, normally you come in here, Joel McHale from The Soup on E. Normally you come in here and you bring your clip.
Right.
But you guys were on hiatus
for
the break.
Yeah, we're still on break.
So, I will give everyone their choice. We come back. We can either talk to Joel about the general goings-on in television and celebrities and that stuff. if you're prepared with something or you have something you want to talk about.
Uh-oh. Lindsay Lohan had her appendix out.
That's true.
Or we have Raymond Hailwagon, who lost his wallet in 1944 when a mortar shell hit him in World War II, and he landed in some river, and some 60 years later, somebody found it and returned it to him.
Boy, this is going to be fun.
His last name alone is more
entertaining than Joel McHale.
Yeah, what's our third choice? Right.
Well, that's it.
That's it?
Those are the options.
That's good.
Joel breaks your hymen over Danny's head.
I'll take it.
I'll tell you what. We will do one of those three things. Joel McHale,
but
you
I have to hit you like I hate you with
it. Yeah, that's right.
That's the point.
You be a hymen hater.
I really like the alliteration. I have to hit you like I hit you with the hymen. Nice.
We will take ourselves a quick break. Lord. Joel McHale will stay with us, and either we'll hear entertainment news,
or
we'll hear about the guy who lost his wallet, or tea. Drop trow.
I'm ready.
Because you could be next on down. Next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Less commercials, more Carolla. The Adam Carolla Show.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Premiering this Sunday at 9, 8 Central on VH1. 10 Surreal Life All-Stars, including Vanilla Ice, Emmanuel Lewis, Sandra, Peppa Denton, and Brigitte Nielsen, must put their fame to the test.
I feel that I'm famous.
Who will make it to the A-list, the B-list, or no list at all?
We're going to find out just how famous you really are.
The Surreal Life Fame Games. It's a fight to the famousest. Premieres this Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on VH1.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. 97.1. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1
Free FM.
Powered by the intuitive and powerful 306 horsepower Lexus 350. Go to Lexus.com for more info.
You know that cruiser motorcycle you've always wanted? Great news. For a short time, LA Yamaha is offering low 8.9% APR financing for 36 months. Followed by 10.9% APR on all V-Star motorcycles. Choose from the V-Star, V-Star 1100, or the all-new V-Star 1300 with 80 cubic inches of fuel-injected power. Plus, get a free 5-year warranty on a V-Star 1300. So why wait? Get to LA Yamaha today for a great deal on a V-Star. Star Motorcycles. They build it. You make it your own. Visit LA Yamaha at 4082 Lincoln Boulevard in Marina Del Rey today.
Finance offer goes to 2807 on any new V-Star motorcycle. Unapproved Yamaha card purchases. Reduced rate 8.99. APR is $69 up to $8,500 or $89 up to $10,000 or $129 up to $16,000 payment for 36 months. Thereafter, 10.9% APR and standard payment supply. Standard rate up to 22.99% APR. Default rate 24.99%. Minimum finance charge $1. Warranty offer good on any new V-Star 1300 motorcycle purchase from 12106 to 13107. 5-year warranty equals 1-year limited factory warranty plus 4 years Yamaha extended service. Benefit offered to Florida residents is a 60-month Yamaha limited warranty.
Remember, go to LA Yamaha at 4082 Lincoln Boulevard in Marina Del Rey.
97.1 Free FM presents The Story of Dick, an orphan boy raised by radical feminists in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, isn't he lovely? He's a beautiful boy.
Let's remove his penis.
Oh, yeah, who needs one of those?
Dick grew up thinking women ruled the world.
I really admire that Hillary Clinton.
Until one fateful day when he stumbled into a live Likas broadcast.
We are live and we're going to be signing racks.
What in the world?
You in the pink frilly shirt, come on up here. Here's the Sharpie. Time to become a man, son.
Am I right, boys? Tom, I finally feel like a man. Rub that shake all over me.
Who rules the planet now?
There
you go, dear.
Unfortunately, upon leaving the Likas broadcast, Dick was chased by a pack of wild dogs directly into the Pacific Ocean, never to be seen or heard from again. The moral of our story? Don't be a dick. Listen to Likas.
Don't rub steak on your chest either.
Right you are.
Tom Likas, weekday afternoon to 3 on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Hi, I'm Alan Thicke here in Las Vegas, the most exciting city on earth, with an offer you cannot refuse. Right now, a fantastic Las Vegas resort is offering complimentary accommodations on a 3-day, 2-night, second honeymoon getaway to Vegas. You may even stir up a little romantic magic with everything Vegas has in store. This offer is limited to people who love food, dining, gambling, sports, big shows, big stars, and generally loving life. Come on over. The party starts when you get here. Space is limited. Fun is not. It's couples only. It's complimentary. Call this special toll-free number right away. 877-78-GO-WIN. 877-78-GO-WIN. Hey, if you call right now, we'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of those fabulous shows right here on the Strip. Call 877-78-GO-WIN. What happens in Vegas should be happening to you.
There are 9 Toyota models that get over 30 highway miles per gallon, from Camrys and Corollas to the Matrix and RAV4. Better gas mileage starts at your Toyota dealer today.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Attention. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe is celebrating 20 years repiping homes and apartment buildings. So if you're experiencing slab leaks, low water pressure, leaking pipes, or rusty water, there's a good chance you need a complete copper repipe. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe uses only in-house employees. No outside subcontractors for your safety and security. They pull all your city permits, call for your inspection, and then send out a professional patch crew. Pacific Coast Copper Repipe doesn't play the discount game either. They just give you a great price with the best service and, of course, a lifetime warranty on all workmanship. They also have a finance program with payments as low as $200 a month. So let Pacific Coast Copper Repipe come to your home or apartment building to give you a free consultation and estimate. Their phone number is 800-556-PIPE. That's 800-556-PIPE. Or look them up on the web at PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com. Call today, 800-556-PIPE.
Adam Carolla Show is going back to the Playboy Mansion for another live broadcast on January 18th. Want to go? Listen to Adam next Monday morning to win tickets. And don't miss the 90-minute premiere of The Apprentice, Los Angeles, Sunday night at 9:30 on NBC. Listen Monday morning, answer a few questions about the episode, and you win tickets. The Apprentice, Los Angeles. New city, new twists. Winners live in a Hollywood Hills mansion. Losers sleep in tents in the backyard. Let's get back to Adam, Teresa, and Danny on The Adam Carolla Show.
Joel McHale from The Soup in studio.
Yeah.
He's The Soup. Friday's 10 o'clock, but then replayed throughout the week.
Eight
so
times.
You can catch it. Right. Now, a couple of things. First, yes, we're just talking about The Apprentice in L.A. Donald Trump going to be on the show in a couple of few. But first, Ray Hailwagon, I believe it's pronounced. He's 83 years of age. He lost his wallet in Normandy during World War II.
Wow.
When he's blown by a mortar shell.
He brought his wallet with him just in case.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He got a picture of his girl.
That's right, his best girl. I like that term, best girl, because it implies there's a second and possibly a runner-up.
Or a bad girl.
Worst
girl.
He's
got an other wallet.
That's right. That's what I'm going to do when I get home. Honey, you are my best girl. And then I'm going to go at cleaning and laugh as I go see the best girl at Oral.
It's not as cute. Oh.
Then you get hit by a mortar shell.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll happen too.
So he lost.
Hello, my honey.
You're my best girl. 22 Skidoo. Here, hold my raccoon coat and I'll hop in this Dutch bear cat.
Let's go down to the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Don't be
a
square.
Yeah, give me two fingers playing. Ray?
Yeah.
How are you, my brother?
Fine. Fine, thank you.
First off, thank you for the contribution you've made to keeping this country free. You were in France. Were you in Normandy?
Yes, I was in Normandy in northern France in the Rhineland. Three major battles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you around all those hedgerows?
Yes.
They dreaded hedgerows. Mm-hmm. The krauts would hide behind the hedgerows.
Yeah, they did.
And the pillboxes, which were also behind the hedgerows.
Yeah, pillbox is one of those things that sounds great. Hey, we got to take out that pillbox. Done and done.
That sounds easy.
Until the guy starts firing at you.
You got to take out that compact as well.
Mr. Haywagon, what was in your wallet?
You circle around, take out the douchebag. I'll go for the pillbox.
There's mascara all over that pillbox.
I wanted to ask Ray what was in his wallet.
What was in your wallet, Ray?
Oh, I had some French money, francs,
mm-hmm.
and some receipts that I picked up.
Sure, taxes.
Had pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would always think when storming the beach at Normandy, make sure to keep your receipts.
Yeah.
Be one of the top things on my priority list.
You said you had a picture?
Yes. I have a picture, yeah.
Best girl?
This girl.
You have a picture of in your wallet was of a woman.
No, it was my mother and father.
Oh.
Even better, to make the story a little better.
If it was a car, it would have given him more points.
Can I get off the warm and fuzzy and ask you a political question, if you don't mind?
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're in World War II, and you're in France. You're going into France, mostly, I'm assuming at this point, to liberate France.
Right.
And when you hear today that France won't back us up, do you get furious thinking, hey, if it weren't for us, you little bastards would be goose-stepping around the Eiffel Tower right now? Does it ever bother you that the French don't back us up more than they do?
Oh, somewhat, yes.
Good. Because it bugs me, too, and I went in World War II, and it still pisses the hell out of me.
Can we hear about his wallet?
We can, although this just in. Pillbox and Hedgerow, two good names for Teresa's vagina. So what happened? Now take us.
I'm
going to
break
down
Teresa's pillbox over Danny's head.
Take us back to 1944 when you're in Normandy and the mortar round goes off. What happens?
Well, I was in a battle in France and. Was under some small arms fire, and they dropped a, the Germans dropped a mortar shell in, which exploded and blew me into a river.
And what were your injuries?
I had a shrapnel in my right leg.
Mm-hmm.
5 pieces of shrapnel, I think it was.
And you're blown into the river, and then your wallet comes out in the river.
No. As I moved on back, came into some of our reserve troops, and they tried to get a medic up at my position, which they couldn't do until nightfall.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, I pulled out my wallet and was looking at pictures, and so I know I had my wallet at that time. Then they took me to a field hospital that night where they cleaned me up and warmed me up. And the next morning they shipped me to a French hospital
mm-hmm.
where they removed the shrapnel.
I feel like we're going to be in Vietnam pretty soon, Ray. So they remove the shrapnel, but the wallet is still there, or
yeah.
At that point you lose the wallet.
Yeah, then I had the wallet at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But then a little bit later they was going to transfer me to another hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay, time has passed.
We're now in Korea.
We are in a story without an exit strategy.
So, but at some point you get removed from your wallet.
Okay, but what we had here was this, there are no atheists in Foxhole story. He gets blown up by a mortar. His pants get blown right off his ass. The wallet goes into a foxhole. He's taken
no,
off.
No, the wallet goes to the hospital.
Right, but here's the story I'm assuming we had. So his wallet and his pants are on fire with the picture of his mother and his father in the middle of a wild battle, and he's taken off the hospital, and 60 years later, the wallet is returned. What I'm getting now is he went to the hospital and was robbed.
Somebody
stole his wallet.
A fraud stole your wallet, Ray?
Because they hate our freedom.
And all I know is that I was missing the wallet when I got ready to ship out of that hospital.
What year was that?
1944.
That was 6 months ago.
In 44.
44, the wallet is missing. And then
November of 44.
November 44, and you get the wallet back how long ago?
The man shipped my wallet back to me on the about the 1st of December of
okay.
this year.
Of 2006.
Yeah.
A month ago.
Yeah.
1 month ago. So the wallet is gone for 60-some-odd years.
That's right.
And what was the... all right. I'll try to quickly because Donald Trump is going to be calling in promptly at like 8:40.
Who would not return your wallet, by the way.
Who would definitely not. Who sent you the wallet back, and how did they find it?
Okay. His name is Stephen...
well, we don't need the chap's name, but what is his relationship to the wallet?
I'm going to explain that to you.
All right.
His name is Stephen Bernstein. He's from the Chicago area. And his dad, who was a World War II veteran, found the wallet.
Klepto Weinstein.
Weinstein mm-hmm. found it over in France?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad didn't know how to get a hold of him at the time, so he held on to the wallet and took him back to the States,
mm-hmm.
where he put it.
And then he passed away, and the son got it,
right,
and was able to Google your name in via the World Wide Web, and that's how he found you.
That's correct.
All right.
I am never going to get tired of this.
Can I be Devil Danny real quick?
Go ahead.
Here's how the story goes from now on. I do this with my nephew. Like, he lost the fight, and I told him how to tell the story, so he comes out a hero.
Right.
Here's how the story needs to go. Ray, if you're listening, here's how the story goes. You're hit by a mortar. You're blown right out of your jeans. The wallet falls into a foxhole. 45 years later, an undetonated landmine goes off, blowing the leg off an 11-year-old, but uncovering your wallet. The ambulance driver coming to save the poor legless 11-year-old sees this wallet some 60 years later and sends it back to you with a note, thank you for saving, liberating my country. That's the story, not this, I was robbed in a hospital.
Well, I have a story. It's called Pre-Interviews Are Very Useful.
All right. Please. The man is a hero.
The man's a hero.
A hero.
He is a hero.
It's because there was some French thief involved rather than some hero.
Pepe Leclepto got involved. Donald Trump, a hero, an American hero of mine, is going to be up next. Joel McHale, The Soup.
Thank you,
everybody,
for promoting
on E.
Big thing tonight.
It is on tonight, Danny. Yeah. I cannot thank you enough.
You're more than
it
welcome.
It is the craziest moment we've ever had on the show.
Please watch honored. Tonight. We need to take a break. Donald Trump next. And they blow
the sunshine. 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Leo Quinones here, and the snow season is in full force up in Telluride, Colorado. I'll be there February 3rd through the 7th with Free FM, so come out and party with me. They've put together a massive snow package, which includes airfare, lift tickets, and lodging at the Mountainside Inn for only $9.99. Telluride is unreal. Insane runs, no lift lines, and sick places to party 10,000 feet above sea level. Book it now. The offer is such a good deal. Call 800-291-2588. 800-291-2588. Or book online at 971freefm.com.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade, a landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
If you haven't filed taxes and you owe the IRS over $15,000 and you feel safe because the IRS hasn't contacted you, you're on their list and they will come after you and they will make your life a living hell. Before the IRS clamps down on you, call the only guy I know and trust who can help you, Michael Rosbrook of Tax Resolution Services, who's here with me right now. Michael, how do taxpayers get in trouble with the IRS in the first place?
Most taxpayers get into trouble because of not filing. Worst mistake you can ever make.
What is an installment agreement?
Sort of like a car payment note. You can pay them back in full over time, usually 5 years. However, if you qualify, when we analyze your financial situation, we can do an offer and compromise and we can settle the debt for pennies on the dollar.
Do you have any last words of advice?
Be a man!
Damn straight. Grow some cojones and call Michael Rosbrook at Tax Resolution Services at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or visit taxresolution.com. Call 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. That's 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Admit it. If you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me. Free. As in, it could cost you zero. Zilcho. Zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions, print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you gotta hurry, because this is a limited time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
How are you going to pay your holiday credit card bills and the mortgage this month? Don't start the new year in debt. Let Millennium Mortgage lift your financial burden. We're the industry specialists. Whether you have good credit or scores in the 500s, with our proprietary system, we'll get you the lowest rates at the lowest cost fast with very little paperwork. Call Millennium Mortgage at 866-566-7111. Ask about our 30, 40, and exclusive 50-year fixed loan programs, well under 6%, the lowest in over a year. Don't go 30, 60, or 90 days late and risk losing your home and equity. Call us to lower your mortgage payment at 866-566-7111. I'll say it again, so write it down. Don't be fooled by other lenders. There's no such thing as a free loan. We're upfront about our costs. With us, there are no hidden fees. Shopping other lenders? Millennium Mortgage will be your last call. We don't just quote it, we get it done. Make it your resolution to get out of debt and start fresh today. Now here's your number. Call 866-566-7111.
Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, number 413063, an equal housing lender.
So I was sitting across from the tax guy, and he was asking me the usual questions.
Number of dependents.
Two.
Did you move this year?
No. And suddenly I realized I could totally do my own taxes. So I said, hey, I could totally do my own taxes. And then he did something surprising.
Oh, no!
He disappeared.
Say goodbye to the tax guy. TurboTax is easy, accurate, and has given millions the confidence to do their taxes themselves. Switch to TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
This Free FM brought to you by BottlesandCans.com. Recycling refunds have gone up. Now small beverage containers are worth 5 cents, and the bigger ones are worth 10. Visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
When hunger hits like a 300-pound lineman, there's only one thing for it.
Campbell's Chunky Soup.
You tell her, Mrs. Hasselbeck.
My Seattle Seahawks work hard. They need a hearty soup loaded with big chunks of beef, chicken, or sausage.
That's the team mom spirit.
And Campbell's Chunky Chili, too.
You sure know how to feed an NFL-sized hunger.
What about you, Mr. Voiceover? You hungry?
Campbell's Chunky. It fills you up right.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
I learned that you have to deal with the boss. Deal with the boss wherever possible.
Now here's the boss of The Apprentice Los Angeles. Donald Trump is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, I believe we're going to be hanging with the Donald in the flesh on the 18th at the Playboy Mansion. But for now, he's on the phone. And, you know, we had Yul in here, winner of Survivor, one of my favorite TV shows. This is also, well, they're interchangeable, Survivor, The Apprentice. I love them both.
Best favorites, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Looking forward to the premiere of the L.A., the first L.A. Apprentice. Donald Trump, good to speak to you.
Hi, Adam. How have you been?
I've been well.
Good.
I've been seeing you, of course, all over the news, and I know you've had an ass full of Rosie, so I'm not going to bring her name up, Donald.
Good, thank you.
Good, because I've seen the way you've yelled at everyone who's brought her name up, and I'm scared.
By the way, just saying that somebody could have an ass full of Rosie is kind of offensive. It just says something about the size of their ass.
I am sorry for
By the way, Donald,
crazy.
This is Danny. How you doing, man?
Is that Danny?
Yeah.
Hi, Danny. How you doing?
I've been well, man. Nice to talk to you again.
Bonaducci is your next apprentice, by the way.
That's okay with me. He's a good guy, and I watch your show, and I think he's terrific.
Thank you very much.
Well, Donald, you guys are going to be out here in L.A. This is the sixth season, five in New York, where you're based. What's going to be different about the L.A. Apprentice?
Well, it's got a whole different tone, Adam. It's really been amazing. I think it might be, as you know, number one became the number one show on television, and the ratings continue to be good. Our last season, our finale, was the number two show of the week.
Jeez.
And we just continue to do well. The only thing is that we wanted to do a little bit of a different tone, and we did five seasons in New York, and we did this one in L.A., and I think it's really very different and very exciting.
Well, in the past, everyone got put up in the presidential suite of the Trump Hotel, and win or lose, they still went to a beautiful palatial suite. This time, you lose, you go to a tent, right?
That's right. We go to a tent, and the tent gets very sloppy, very dirty. The first evening, it's beautiful, but after the rain starts coming, I mean, these people are really living for 6 weeks because it takes that long to shoot the show. They're living like hell in 6 weeks. And the winning team, the winning team lives in this beautiful mansion. So the losers are outside in this marshland, and the winning team is in a mansion. It's very exciting.
Now, would it ever cross your mind, even though he or she may be kind of a loser by living in the tent in the marsh and in, quote, as you said, hell, did it ever cross your mind that I really like the winner of Survivor, but you know what? I'm also going to hire the guy who lived and did the best in that hell, that really stuck it out. Did you ever think about the qualities of that guy that made it the best in the hardest situation?
Well, that's right, except that that would mean that that person was losing a lot to be there, because every week we change. If the person wins, they go into the mansion. Now, there are actually a few weeks where some people lived in there for 3 and 4 weeks at a time,
God.
It's not easy, but that means that they've been doing a lot of losing. That's the only problem.
Right, the other new wrinkle is that the winning project manager gets to be the project manager again until they lose, yes?
That is correct. We have that wrinkle, and which I think is exciting because it gives incentive. And my daughter Ivanka, who is terrific, and she went to the Wharton School of Finance, she's also on the show and plays a big role. And Melania is here with me right now. And Melania plays a role in the show, especially the first show.
You know what I love about your beautiful wife, Melania? And I hope you take this in the spirit in which it's intended. Not only is she beautiful, but she has a heaving bosom. I love a bosom that heaves.
Like when they breathe, you mean? Or
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the bra she wears. Maybe it's the blouse she chooses. But she's a beautiful, and she just, I could tell she looks European from 100 yards away. I don't know how you can tell, but she looks European, and then she has a beautiful heaving bosom.
Well,
I must, yes. You've done well for yourself in the old lady department, Donald, because I got to tell you, she is hot. Is she on the phone?
Yes, she is.
She there? Let's put her heaving bosom on the phone. Let me talk to her.
She's right here.
Ah. Melania?
Hi.
Good to speak to you.
You too.
It's Adam Carolla here. That's Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. Where are you from? I don't know what your country of origin is.
I'm from Slovenia.
I got to get out there.
I grew up there, and then I moved when I was 20 years old. After my study, I moved to Milan and Paris, and I lived there. And approaching my career, and then moved to New York.
And it mirrors my own upbringing, except for you replace Milan and Paris with North Hollywood and Van Nuys, and you got me in Bonaducci.
Yeah, she starts about, though, 600 miles northeast of Latvia, and then ends up here.
Wow.
Well, how's the baby?
He's very good, thank you. He's a very smart and very cute and curious boy.
And did you started off as a model, I'm guessing?
Well, first I started design and architecture, and then when I finished that, I went to the modeling business.
Mm-hmm. Because I would have you into modeling by your second birthday.
Yeah.
She's probably already 6 feet tall and gorgeous.
Yes. And do you have sisters, by the way, or even a brother?
Yes, I have a sister.
Bring them out. Are they out? Are they out here from Slovenia?
She's in New York, yes. She lives in New York.
Modeling as well?
No, she's not modeling.
Now, is that something you would pick for your children, that a modeling career? Because, you know, you've got those natural genes. Like, Ivanka is a beautiful girl, and now you and the Donald have made a child. It would be modeling something you would pick for your child?
Well, I don't know. You know, he's a boy, and I prefer, and I'm sure he's a very smart boy already, and I prefer he would go in the business, but I would support him whatever he wants to do, and just to be happy. And if he wants to go into modeling, I would support him to go. And
don't do it. All male models are gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't support him.
You want to be hearing this all day as he's strutting down the catwalk of your house?
I'm too sexy for this job. I don't think so.
He walks down the entry hall. Oh, yes, Donald.
I would not like to see him be a model.
You want? You want,
my
want
boy.
To be a man?
Sure. Has my boy. Well,
I wouldn't want to see my boy be a
model. I'll tell you what you want your son to do. You want your son to wear a hard hat and a suit jacket at the same time. That means you've arrived. As a matter of fact, when you have the jacket slung over your shoulder and you're looking at plans with the hard hat on, you've arrived.
Right.
Well, on the subject of modeling, it's been reported that Miss USA has been offered a modeling job by Playboy.
That is true. And Adam is going to see me because Adam's doing the show on the 18th at the Playboy Mansion with you after. We're having a big apprentice show at the Playboy Mansion.
Well, perhaps that would be the appropriate time to break the news about you letting her do Playboy.
Yes, have you decided whether or not to let her pose in Playboy?
We haven't decided. We're looking at the possibilities right now.
Oh, and can you just hear Rosie's voice when you weigh in with that decision?
You know what?
We know one thing for sure. Rosie will not be in the cover of Playboy.
I am dead.
But you know what I really like? When Adam uses the words weigh in and Rosie all together. I just think that's a good time.
Well, the thing, you know, I was watching the Donald take a little crap from Meredith Vieira yesterday for bringing up Rosie's weight. But it's the same argument I have with my family, which is, who all owe me thousands of dollars, which is, when you start arguing with me, how long do you think it's going to take me to drop that you owe me 20 grand card? You shouldn't have brought it up. When you're fat and you start arguments, it takes milliseconds before the person calls you a fat ass.
Sure.
That's true.
Although, Donald, you said to Meredith that she made fun of your hair, which is more egregious. I disagree. Because you could change your hair in a heartbeat. She can't change that big gut.
No, she can't change her genes.
No, see, I disagree completely. Donald's hair, whatever he does with it, because I've never understood what the big deal is. It's a different dude than I would wear, but I've never understood the big deal. But he grows and he combs it the way he combs it. Having been a big fat guy and done a lot of stuff, Rosie O'Donnell just has to show some goddamn discipline and she could be thin.
Right, in 2 years from now, but Donald could fix his hair in 20 minutes.
I agree with you on that.
But look, the point is Donald shouldn't do anything with his hair any more than Don King should do anything with his hair.
Exactly.
It is your calling card.
Well, I would people be...
said that. I don't think NBC would want me to change my hair.
No.
And it is my hair. That's the other thing.
Yes, you know, if you showed up with a buzz cut, I would be disappointed and ratings would drop.
Right, and when
ratings
said,
would drop like a rock.
And when you said you were fired, it would be more like a drill instructor than the Donald firing you. You have to have the Donald, possibly... There's the current president, Michael Jordan, Mickey Mouse, and Donald Trump as the most recognizable figures in the world. And
yes.
You wouldn't want to mess with that.
So,
no, don't want to mess.
So Donald, we will be seeing you then in the flesh on the 18th at the Playboy Mansion, and we will all be watching Sunday night, 9:30, NBC. Sixth big season of The Apprentice, and I know this sounds like lip service because he's on the other line. I am pumped for the new season, and so is my wife. I do feel like, as my wife said yesterday, finally, she said our shows are coming back.
Nice.
No more the Dancing with the Stars and who wants to be a meter maid. Our shows are coming back starting Sunday night with The Apprentice.
Thanks,
Donald.
It's great being with all of you. Thanks a lot. So long, Danny.
See you, Donald.
Bye.
Bring Melania out with you to the Playboy Mansion, please.
And Ivanka, if you wish.
Yes, and Ivanka.
Ivanka's taken. She's with Topher Grace.
Well, the wife's kind of taken, too. We just want to say hi.
I just want to say hi to
back
the heaving,
up, Teresa.
Sorry.
The heaving bosom. Perhaps we could get Melania's heaving bosom together with Danny's petard. Start a little club. Yes, I'm hanging myself by Danny's petard, and I'm being cushioned by Melania's heaving bosom.
Nice.
Speaking of a heaving bosom, T.
Yes.
What's coming up in the news?
Well, you may have made some New Year's resolutions. So is Courtney Love, but she posted those resolutions on her website, and I'll have a few of them for you. They're a lot of fun.
Perfect. We will, you know, the only thing about a website, the only thing I don't like about the computer and the website is the font never changes. Meaning, when a guy writes a drunken, effed up suicide note,
right,
and it's all scribbling, it looks like he's written it with lip. Like, I feel like in real life, Courtney Love writes notes with lipstick with her left hand.
Right.
And there's drool stains on it. The problem with it is it's sort of the spell check and the print and everything kind of cleans it up.
Oh,
you know
she did
I mean?
Not spell check.
Oh, good.
What I do, when I wrote my book, I wrote it all longhand, which no one could decipher because I'm incredibly dyslexic. But I can set my decipher. And then I would read it into voice recognition software, and that would type it out. And I would sit there and drink all night while dictating my book. And when the software would no longer recognize my voice, I knew I was done writing. Because I'd say, and then I went out and had dinner with Donald Trump. But it would come out, sad and funny. And that's when the time I'd go, well, I'm done writing this book for tonight.
Quit smoking, fire pit. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the news after this.
Less commercials, more Corolla. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Today from noon to 2, join Leo Quinones at the grand opening of the new Washington Financial Center in Tarzana. Pull all that money out of your mattress and stop by, because Leo's going to have a bunch of free stuff to give away, and WAMU will be registering people to win a free Apple iPod and have plenty of free food and refreshments. That was a mouthful. Stop by and discover how WAMU has changed the face of banking at their new location right off the 101 on Ventura Boulevard between Burbank and Reseda in Tarzana. Powered by Washington Mutual. Have you heard about their new free checking? Just like us, free. At 97.1 KLSX, free FM.
What would you do with your share of 100 grand? It's a prize fit for a king, and it's a prize you'll find waiting for you at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa during our guaranteed $100,000 Cash is King giveaway with over 100 winners and $100,000 in cash. Every time you use your Winners Club card to play your favorite slots or table games during the month of January, your Winners Club points will earn you a shot at $15,000 in cash prizes to be given away every Friday starting January 12th at 6 p.m. Then on February 2nd, 31 lucky players will share a whopping $55,000 in cash prizes. And one lucky player will walk away with a grand prize of $25,000. It's the guaranteed $100,000 Cash is King giveaway. Only at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, where the action never stops. Southern California's newest four-diamond resort. Book online from 109 at MorongoCasinoResort.com. A short drive from L.A. and minutes from Palm Springs off the I-10 at the Cabazon exit. Call 888-MORONGO. Rooms based on availability. Please get
gamble responsibly.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-78-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-78-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-78-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
When I first got the Jeep, I didn't know it had heated seats, because in Southern California, you don't need heated seats. I figure they put that option in cars that are in the north and the west. Time.
Well, if you never use it, then how's it going to catch fire? You never turn it on.
Here's the thing. I had it on the whole time, and every time I turned out, I thought, damn, the sun makes these seats kind of hot.
My ass is so hot.
I didn't know the heater was on. So it was on, like, nonstop for, like, 6 months before I finally saw a little kind of glowing LED light when I was down there cleaning off some bread
crumbs. Well, luckily, your large butt smothered the flames.
I'm glad you didn't say anything, but surely you had to notice. Didn't you notice I was always in sweaty jeans? I'd come in and I'd be wet. The back of my legs and my butt would always be kind of moist and wet.
I thought you were just excited to be at work.
No, it's my damn hot seat.
So you gotta take it in.
Oh, what a pain. Oh, whatever. Lease is almost up.
That just burns my ass.
It does.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. The show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Man, I really want a motorcycle.
So go get one.
I would, but I hate the hassle. Whenever I go to a dealer, they add all those ridiculous freight fees. The price is always more than they advertised.
Why don't you call LA Yamaha and Marina Del Rey?
Nah, because those dealers are all the same.
No, they're not. You just call them and they'll give you the out-the-door price, including tax, license, and fees on the phone. You don't even have to go to LA Yamaha. All the prices are always out the door on every single motorcycle or ATV in stock.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, you can reserve your motorcycle or ATV by phone, schedule your pickup. They'll even have it ready for you when you get there.
So how do you know so much anyway?
Oh, wait, there's more.
LA Yamaha and Marina Del Rey is nothing fancy. It's a huge industrial motorsports warehouse filled with Yamaha street bikes, dirt bikes, ATVs, and personal watercraft, including Aprilia and Moto Guzzi street bikes and scooters. And when they quote you a price, that's what you pay out the door.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Do what? Oh, this.
LA Yamaha at 4082 Lincoln Boulevard in Marina Del Rey. Go to otdcyclesports.com for an instant out-the-door quote. Call 310-306-7906. LA Yamaha.
There are 9 Toyota models that get over 30 highway miles per gallon, from Camrys and Corollas to the Matrix and RAV4. Better gas mileage starts at your Toyota dealer today.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
If you live in Southern California, you have to drive. And in order to drive, you need a license. It's the most important privilege you possess. So what happens if you lose your license because of tickets, a DUI, accidents, failure to pay child support, or judgments? You couldn't drive to work, to school, or to any of the day-to-day activities you take for granted. Oh, sure, you could drive without a license, but that's a misdemeanor, and you could go to jail. If you've recently received a ticket, a DUI, you owe back child support, or the DMV is threatening to take your license, you need to call me, Paul Antill. My job is to keep you on the road. The law offices of Paul Antill, the experts in traffic and driving-related offenses, keep you driving free of worry and will help you get your license back. I defend all drivers throughout Southern California in both the courts and the DMV. Don't lose your most important privilege. Call the law offices of Paul Antill at 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255. Remember, the law offices of Paul Antill will fight to keep you on the road. Call 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking.
I guess people don't commonly put their children in microwaves.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
And it is time for the news with Teresa Strasser.
There's a pants bandit in Florida. What does this guy do?
He goes up to you, points a gun at you, and demands that you give him your pants.
Today is a panty party!
No, you keep your panties, but you give up your pants or you die. Now, this has happened to at least 4 people, and they're pretty sure that the cases are linked.
I got high and stole some gauchos once, but that's as close as I ever came to be a pants bandit. Is this guys and girls?
It's guys. He's been stealing the pants of men.
Are they approximately the same size?
And is it because there's a wallet in it and this guy just can't do the math?
You know, that's a good question. One of the victims tried to hand over cigarettes instead and got shot. He survived.
You okay, Danny?
Yeah. Wow, cigarettes and shot. Boy, another, the stories are rolling in my head.
Another one was heard yelling, "Don't kill me, don't shoot me, take it all, please don't kill me," and gave him the pants, and the robber fled.
Hmm.
There's really no
rhyme,
have no idea.
Motive. Well, that's it. I'm not wearing pants. I'm playing it safe.
If you're in Florida, if you're in Boynton Beach, Florida, you should keep the gauchos or the culottes.
Right. Shocking that this story comes out of Florida, because almost nothing weird or deviant, and certainly no stories of crime ever come out of Florida.
Never.
I was surprised, too.
Shocker.
Well, we just spoke to Donald Trump, whose new season of The Apprentice is premiering soon, and I don't know if you've heard, but he's in a little bit of a feud with Rosie O'Donnell.
No, you're kidding. This is news
really?
To me.
Yeah, and also he's in a feud with anybody who asked him about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, he didn't jump down my throat too much when I asked him about it, but I think it's because I told him I wasn't going to ask him about it.
I like how you did that.
Then asked him about
it. Right up there are those people that say, you know, I hate interrupting you. I would never interrupt you. I don't mean to bother you. I would never bother you. It's like, stop doing it.
They're the close cousin of the I would like to help people. But
I would love to give you a ride to the airport. But.
That's right.
Okay. So, as you know, this fight's brewing, but do you remember a long time ago when he used to hate Martha Stewart?
Yes.
Well,
sure.
Now he feels almost warm and fuzzy in comparison to how he feels about Rosie. Here he is talking about Martha.
I hate to mention Martha Stewart in the same breath because she's so much superior to Rosie. She did the same apprentice that I did. Hers got terrible ratings, mine got great ratings. And she blamed me. But Martha is a real woman. Martha's a real person. This is a substantial person. Rosie's a loser.
Martha Stewart does not suck.
Does not suck.
My ratings do not suck. The Apprentice in L.A. does not suck. Living in a tent does suck. So don't suck or you'll be living in
what
it.
What about heaving bosoms?
Heaving bosoms do not suck.
What about Bill Rancic?
Does not suck.
Well, he won.
Maybe on a private plane.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe when the Donalds had too many highballs. Otherwise, no suckage from Rancic.
Well, the recently engaged Bill Rancic engaged to Giuliana DePonte from E! Who's
she does here. Suck.
I knew it.
Like a Hoover. Like a wet, dry shop vac.
Well, with a head the size of a blimp, what do you expect?
She's a beautiful girl. Now
she is, if she was a Bradshaw.
She has the head the size of the Mets mascot.
She's a beautiful lollipop. I mean, girl.
You
now,
keep expecting to pull that head off and then show her real face?
Danny, if she's listening, she is going to kill herself in an Arby's drive-thru.
I'm fairly confident I could kick her ass.
Well, she's got a very good-looking and successful fiancé, Bill Rancic, and here's his insight into the whole feud between Trump and Rosie.
One of the reasons why Donald Trump is successful is because he doesn't back down, and he's a fighter. You know, this guy has fought for everything that he's had. I mean, he's been in the streets of New York battling it out in the real estate world. She threw the first punch, and, you know, I think it was foolish on her part to expect him just to take the punch and lay down. I mean, she went into battle with him, and I don't think she realized what she was going to get, and he fought back.
I'm a fighter, which does not suck. I will make a fist, which doesn't suck, and put it in your face, which does not suck. I fight for what I got, which does not suck, even though my dad was a very rich entrepreneur, millionaire, who invested in real estate in the Upper East Side, which does not suck.
How about Silver Spoons?
That show? That sucked. Ricky Schroeder sucks, although he did not suck on NYPD Blue.
Nobody broke my heart.
But he did break Bonaducci's heart, which then does suck by proxy.
I'm sitting there, ex-child star has been, and this little rat bastard shows up on NYPD Blue. I could have blown my brain.
Schroeder. Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Soros is what I call him. He does not suck.
Not that I have anything against being gay, because being gay to me is like being redheaded or Chinese. You just come out that way, and I'm fine with that.
Right.
But for some reason, I'm not as jealous that another ex-child star really made it, because he turned out to be gay. It just doesn't bother me as much.
I kind of know what you mean, even though I don't.
Being gay does suck.
Especially if that little baron turned out gay. Mm. Donald wouldn't be happy.
Mm.
I'm saying Webster's gay now, but I'm just saying it.
Webster?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
No.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Allegedly.
He is what we call a spinner, and he does not suck.
What?
Let's talk about Courtney Love's New Year's resolutions. Now, it's interesting because Rosie O'Donnell actually used to keep a blog, and I think that's a lot of the reason that she ended up on The View. She would write really controversial things and interesting things on her blog. People took notice, and it would make the papers. Perhaps Courtney Love is trying to do the same. She's written some resolutions. I can't possibly do justice to the misspellings that occur on these resolutions. I can't possibly. There are no words, so you'll just have to trust me or go on her website. But here are a few of her resolutions for the year 2007. I don't even know what this first word is, but it's C-A-H-N-T for the war in Iraq to cease ASAP.
Mm.
Can't for the war in it. I think it's chant for the war in Iraq to cease
ASAP. Her spells check sucks.
Chant for Hillary to win.
Mm.
Learn an Asian language. Learn about money. Learn to drive. Have fantastic sex with commitment and honor.
Learn to drive.
Yes.
She's 42, and learn to drive is on her New Year's
reso. That's right.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution is to stay off the highway if she actually completes that task.
Well, maybe this will be on your resolution. Have fantastic sex with commitment and honor with someone who, two O's, trust me as I deserve, and don't give me my power.
I don't want sex with honor. Sex with honor seems like you're going to be killed with a sword when you're done.
It does.
At least get a medal.
That's right.
Okay, now she heads into the all caps.
Mm-mm.
Do not allow myself to be a doormat in a relationship ever, ever again.
It's time for an intervention, right?
Yeah. First of all, she's not a doormat in any relationship. She's a doormat because she's passed out in front of the door.
She means doormat.
She says welcome on her back in more ways than one.
Well, she's also going to make sure to know that Kurt's spirit is tended to and tend to it daily. Now, here's one, Dan.
Hold on. Kurt's spirit, nice name for Teresa's V.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a ship.
It's grungy. Now, oh, come on. It's funny at my own expense. If you guys said that, I'd cry. Now, here's one that, Danny, you might relate.
Mm.
Another year, here's a resolution.
It don't smell like Team Spirit. I can tell you that from here.
It kind of smells like the team. It smells like the team locker room.
Another year, without even wine, no matter how hard I try to justify the, quote, wine's okay. No, that is the demon voice, and put it out of my thoughts. Have you ever had the wine is okay thought?
You see, if you look at you think you're so fascinating as a drunk until you actually read the book and you see that everybody has done the most bizarre things to quit drinking. One of mine was, I used to live 5 miles up from the liquor store at the top of the Hollywood Hills, and I would coast on my bicycle and get an airplane bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And then ride my bicycle back 5 miles straight uphill to drink that one bottle. And
right.
then if I had to have another, I would do it again. And that's how I tried to quit drinking, one of the thousands of ways. So what it is switching to another kind of alcohol is essentially the same logic as switching rooms on the Titanic.
Still going down.
Yeah. You go from steerage up to the top. Eventually you'll get down to the waterline.
Right.
Vodka was your booze of choice?
Yeah. In the beginning it was tequila.
Right.
But and when I quit drinking and failed and had to hide it, it was easier to hide the smell of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But you never beer, red wine.
No.
Didn't do it for
you.
No. All right, T, continue.
Well, also, she has made the resolution to not go to nightclubs with 19-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Check that one off my list.
Stay pissed off at the world for song usage.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what that means.
Well, maybe it's The Who selling out to GM or something
right,
like
or
that.
Right, or CSI.
Right.
If you consider it selling out.
Right.
Yes.
Well, in her mind.
And No more surgery for any reason other than medical until I really need it in my 60s. So she's sworn off the... I don't know if you've seen her, but she looks as though she's had quite a bit of work done.
She's Jocelyn Wilderstein.
Yes.
This does not seem like the work of a sober person.
No.
Do you know her? Have you met her?
Yes, I do know her well.
I met her only... Oh, I met her a handful of times, but the last time I saw her was probably at the roast, the Pam Anderson roast, where she was chain-smoking while yelling at her assistant, while getting her hair done, while chewing gum, and while saying hi to me.
So how drunk could she have been?
Right. So, Dan, you would say not a sober person.
Not a sober person.
At this point.
No, I happen to know for a fact, well, as of a month ago, she was not only not sober, but the gag I was being offered was to work with her until she passed away.
What? In what context?
In context that the owner of the radio station that wanted me to do Mornings with Courtney Love had an over-under going on when she would OD and die.
Oh, this wasn't the Nickelodeon project?
Very recently.
Okay, because I was confused.
And the bit was either when she could just fail to show up for work or... when we'd call to find out why she wasn't at work and she was dead.
That sounds
because
compelling.
She was completely out of control.
That'd
be a great radio show.
Don't let
show.
The door hit you on the way out, baby doll.
Courtney Love's
news. Get the seagull on the blower.
Well, this might be my last time saying this, but I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. QCNN.
All right, we need to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we're dusting off an oldie but a goodie. Remember Hobo Power?
Yes.
No.
All right, well, I know you're probably listening to Star during this period.
Probably.
So Seacrest does that.
Not personally out of any choice of my own.
I'm going to get you caught up. Hobo Power, there's units of measurement for everything. There's grams, and there's kilowatts, and there's British thermal units, BTUs,
horsepower.
For heat and horsepower. We figured out a way to measure just about every unit, but one important measurement we don't have is a measurement of stink. And I feel like I've told a lot of stories in my life where I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I got on an elevator with this guy,
right.
And he was rank. I mean, it was bad. But how bad? It's like saying, this car had a lot of, oh, it was peppy. It was fast.
Well,
but you're talking about 150 horsepower? We're talking about 550
right.
horsepower. I have devised a unit of measurement for stink called hobo power. Now, 100 is hypothetical and theoretical. Nobody's lived to smell 100.
Is that like a beauty 10? Nobody actually does it?
It actually exists.
But what
in nature.
Is it, theoretically, a 10?
Well, I don't know because I don't want to journey that far and risk death, but I'll tell you what 50
okay,
is.
What's a 50?
50 is a cat that's been fed nothing but blue cheese, defecating on a white-hot hibachi.
Wow.
And the plume of smoke that rises up from that is a 50. Now, at 25, you're vomiting.
Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you. For me, that's what I was going to ask you. What number do you vomit?
The 25.
Okay.
If you expect to call in and tell me about a 28 that you didn't vomit at or that somebody didn't heave at, well, it's at 24, but
you've
it ain't over 25.
It.
That's right. You've overestimated your own hobo power. I will. You call in, you tell us your story of stink, and we will assign it
nice.
A number. 866-901-ADAM, Hobo Power, after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM.
The Adam Carolla Show. Crank.
My name is Chip Chelios, and today's the day that I die.
Only on DVD and Blu-ray, January 9th.
I've got 1 hour to settle a score.
Your whole crew is history.
Say goodbye to my girl.
What's the matter with you?
And go out with a little style.
The critics rave. Crank is a hardcore action classic. It tears up the screen like a muscle car on fire. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Crank. Rated R. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray January 9th.
No doubt about it. The internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged... Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the internet, too. Isn't it time the internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now for the bonus round.
What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Premiering this Sunday at 9, 8 Central on VH1. 10 Surreal Life All-Stars, including Vanilla Ice, Emmanuel Lewis, Sandra Pepa-Denton, and Brigitte Nielsen, must put their fame to the test.
I feel that I'm famous.
Who will make it to the A-list, the B-list, or no list at all?
We're going to find out just how famous you really are.
The Surreal Life Fame Games. It's a fight to the famousest. Premieres this Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on VH1.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1
FM. Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
Adam Carolla, American genius.
The difference quickly between men and women. Women go out and one of their friends gets loaded and passes out and vomits on herself. They immediately rush her to the emergency room. And when a guy's buddy passes out and vomits on himself, they draw a huge penis with a Sharpie on his chest, duct tape him to a folding chair and urinate on him. Bob Schimmel has 6 kids. By the way.
Speaking of vaginas.
Mm-hmm. Help with the episiotomy.
Yeah, and you're in there for that part, too.
But then how were things after? Was everything back to normal with your wife?
Felt like I was parking a cocktail prank in a 2-car garage.
The gay BMW mechanic. You're gay and you work on BMWs?
I'm a goddamn gay BMW mechanic.
The gay mechanic sounds like the worst Charles Bronson movie ever. You know what I do with punks like you? I rape them. And I use lithium grease.
The Adam Carolla Show. Mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
I want to talk about Telluride, Colorado. Beautiful Telluride, Colorado. They got a ski resort out there. Second to none, we got a deal for you. $9.99 per person. That's right. Under $1,000 includes lodging, lift tickets, direct flight from LAX. Under $1,000. Such a deal. The 3rd, that is February 3rd through the 7th. That's right. You watch the Super Bowl over there while warming your tootsies by the fire and drinking a hot toddy, although Danny can't drink those because of the pill he took earlier. But he can bust a mogul. I'll tell you, he can shush a mogul. I'll tell you that right now. That's right. Trips are almost sold out. Why wouldn't it be? Telluride, Colorado, airfare, lodging, lift tickets. Tootsies and hot toddies, under $1,000 per person, almost sold out. Act now. Book the trip now. Call 800-291-2588. That's 800-291-2588. Or you book online at adamcarolla.freefm.com.
The following is an important announcement from Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Are you a cigarette smoker? Are you at least 18 years of age? Are you ready to quit? On average, do you smoke at least half a pack a day? And are you really motivated to stop smoking? If you answered yes, please call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE to learn about our new smoking cessation research medication study. This study includes 7 weeks of study medication plus individual counseling with a smoking cessation expert. You'll also receive compensation for time and travel. This study cannot include people who are using other nicotine or tobacco products or marijuana. However, if you're a cigarette smoker who's really ready to quit for good, call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE. Call us now to enroll in this new smoking cessation research medication program. We'd really like to help you. There's more than hope. There's PRI. Our toll-free number is 888-PRI-HOPE. 888-PRI-HOPE.
With HD Radio, you hear a delightfully unexpected world of new music, talk, and news, all with crystal clear fidelity. Find out more by logging on to Amazon.com/HD Radio. HD Radio. Discover it.
Discover it.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Skip and Steve for Robbins Brothers, world's biggest engagement ring store.
Excuse me?
Can I help you, ma'am?
Skip, it's me.
Steve, why are you wearing a dress and high heels?
Research, Skip.
I went undercover in a nail salon to find out what women really want in an engagement ring.
Now I've seen it all. Well, what did you find out?
It confirmed what we've always thought. The women I talked to wanted plenty of settings and diamonds to choose from so they could find that one-in-a-million combination that felt perfect just for them. And caring, patient people to help them browse rings in a comfortable and intimate setting.
So, did you tell them about Robbins Brothers?
Yeah. I explained we have the biggest selection of designer and traditional diamonds and settings. But the stores and the experience are personal, like a neighborhood jeweler.
So, what did they say?
They loved it. And they recommended a place that could get my eyebrows waxed.
Probably not a bad idea.
Hey!
You'll find Robbins Brothers in Canoga Park, Glendale, Torrance, Montclair, Fullerton, Mission Viejo, and San Diego. For directions, check out our website at robbinsbrothers.com.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. We're talking hobo power. It's Adam's unit of stink measurement.
And we got mad at a neighbor down the street, and we filled up a jar full of dead mice and let it sit in the sun in Kentucky for about 100 degrees out for a week or 10 days, and then busted on his front porch.
It's creative, but I'm still only going to give it a 53.
Call 866-901-ADAM. Back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Here's how committed he was to hating his neighbor. He lived in Rhode Island. He actually took that mason jar to Kentucky, knowing that the sun's heat was harnessed even in even more focused fashion in Kentucky. Everything smells more in Kentucky. I've seen the signs. Well, hobo power, and we got some good ones
proof.
On
Benny
here.
Ray Cyrus is from there.
I got to tell you, people rarely come through on the show, but not when it comes to hobo power.
Yep.
The lines light up. All right, I'm just going to start at the top, work down to the bottom. I'll assign you a number. DJ?
Yeah.
How say you?
Oh, I like the addition of Danny Bonaducci.
Thank
so
you.
I say yay.
Thank
yay.
You very much. I appreciate that.
So I was working in San Bernardino a couple years ago with my family's plumbing company.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice clogged sewer, so we had to tap holes in the line to find the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
We started tapping and got a little higher up, and the line just exploded on us.
Sewage
line. We all
line.
Got knocked over by a.
Explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Were you in a trench? Because proximity has something to do with it. I forgot about this story, but when I was doing an addition many years ago to my grandmother's house, there was a point when I was about 23 and I'd pretty much hit rock bottom and decided just to work for my grandmother putting a kitchen on her house where it was me, grandma, and grandpa adding a kitchen onto their North Hollywood house for about 6 months. Grandmother working in her underpants. By the way,
I said,
Grandma, what do you have to work in your under? She was painting. Do you have to paint your underpants, Granny? She's like, I don't have, you know, dungarees. All I have is nice skirts. I don't want to get paint on it. And I was like, well, could you stay off the ladder?
Well, I mean, at some point, didn't it occur to you to go buy her pants?
He was broke. That's why he was broke.
If you're working for your grandma in her underwear, you don't have dungaree money. All
at
right.
one point, when we added the kitchen on, we had to tie into the main sewer line, which was an old clay pipe that was about 6 foot into the lawn in the middle of the yard. And I had dug the ditch, and my plumber buddy, Bob Gioia, came on out, and at a certain point, he was going to tie into the main line so we could have the sewage from the new kitchen run into it, but it was an old brittle clay pipe, and he started cutting it, and he just sort of took the top part of it off, so it almost made a little trough, and he was in this very small hole working with it when the ace man had to do a little offloading, and I forgot he was in the hole, and I went to the bathroom and dropped a Duke, and it sailed right into Bob's pit and stopped right where he was working, because the slope on a sewer line is not very steep. It's not steep at all, because it has to keep the water in it, and as the log traveled down the flume, as it were, it got caught up in the gravel where Bob was working, and that was a little present from me to Bob. But the sewer line exploded. Now, did you get any matter on you?
Oh, it was like a river flowing over me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you vomit?
I vomited. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's over 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over 25. And to this day, are you haunted by it?
Absolutely.
No, I'm gonna give you 29. Wow, DJ.
I'm not. I don't want to grovel over my score, but this was a sewer line that ran to a nut house in San Bernardino.
Well, okay, I'm giving you a 31, and if you tell me you got a spent tampon put in you like Norplant, I'm going to put it up to a 35.
I had fecal matter in my pockets.
Nice.
It's a great John Cougar song, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now you're now up to 36. Nice job.
I like Hobo
Power. I'm told there's a 10. That we actually have a 10, and which could translate into over 50. Tiffany?
Hi.
What's going on, baby doll?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Your phone screener, Kyle, is over the moon about your hobo power.
I think it's a good one. I have a 1.5-year-old little boy that broke his tibia, and he had to get a cast since he was so young. They did the cast all the way up to his upper thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got diarrhea about a week after he got the cast put on.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried our best. We put, like, grocery bags around the cast and tried to tape it, do everything we could. Well, some got down in there.
Mm.
And they wouldn't change the cast because they really wanted to make sure that tibia set.
Right.
Sure.
Yes. So you can imagine how bad it was when they actually took the cast off 6 weeks later.
Mm.
After a little diarrhea had been down in there for 6 weeks.
Mm.
Actually, 5 weeks. And when it came off, it was almost like you could see it. My nose hairs probably were singed. I did not throw up because I was trying to be brave for my son. I didn't want to, I didn't want to make him scared. But
well, stiff upper lip or not, you can't exceed a 25 if there's no upchucking involved.
Right.
Rules are rules. I don't make. Oh yes, I do make. That's right. But so diarrhea in the leg cast.
Yeah, and you have to remember this is a 1.5-year old. We call him in Spanish, Salvajoncito, a little savage, because he's
I thought that was a little sack of ass.
Well, that too, actually.
That was a little sausage.
How about calling him Mijo?
Well, I call him that as well.
Mijo!
Well, here's what makes this extra stinky. It's not only 6 week old or 5 week old poop, but it's been trapped.
Yes.
In a warm, moist area.
Yes, anyone who's had a cast on himself knows that when that cast comes off, the funk comes out.
There's a serious funk.
We called it leg cheese. It was, just stuff kind of coated on there. It was really disgusting.
All right, listen, try as you might, Tiffany, 24 and a half is as high as I can give you because technically there was no vomit involved.
Now, what if you have an easier gag reflex?
Mm.
If you look at my resume, you will see that I was actually, just so I'm not making this up, I was Kenny Rogers' stable boy.
Means
when I ran out of money and still had a horse, he let me keep my horse at his ranch, but I had to work there.
So you had no money, but you still had a horse.
I still had a horse.
Yeah. Right.
I had a lot of things from the Partridge family left over, but none of them were money.
Right. So you went over to the gambler's place to put the horse
up. It was before the gambler, but the ranch was named something about his song that made perfect sense.
Like, Howard of the County?
No, it's like...
Too much plastic surgery?
Way before all of this.
Bar the scalpel?
God, it made so much sense. But anyway,
Botox?
You've probably seen this in Jackass.
Yes.
And this is the reason I say, because the smell was not that horrible, but there was vomit.
So you have a light gag reflex.
No, I think anybody would gag and vomit here, but it wasn't just necessarily the smell.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you need to do to a horse every so often that involve a glove that goes all the way up to your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to insert your whole arm, fist and all the way up to your shoulder.
Some gland that needs to be extruded.
You just need to scrape the horse out. You need to clean the horse out. There's another thing you also have to do, but it doesn't smell.
Right.
But this smelled and was horrible, and there's a liquid gel involved so you're not hurting the horse too much. And you scoop it all out. And when you scoop it out, it just falls on you like crazy. And it shoots and stuff like that. But the horses mostly eat hay, so the stench was not that bad. But the vomit was uncontrollable.
But this horse had eaten Mexican that day?
No. Okay. Those were most of my coworkers.
Well, I got to say, this isn't a hard science. So if you have a gag reflex that's a little lower than normal and you're going to vomit at what might have been a 21 or a 19, I'm going to have to still give you a nod and give you a 25. Steve?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Steve?
Yes, sir.
What is your hobo power story?
Well, I'm an officer in Phoenix, and it was during the summer, and we called out to recover a tractor trailer that had been stolen about 2 weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was seeping some sort of bloody goo from the back, and it was locked.
and everybody's ears perked up because we thought dead bodies, and multiple officers showed up and got the bolt cutters out, cut it open, and a wall of funk came out and blood and goo, and it was two-thirds full with rotting pork meat.
A band of marauding Hasidic Jews had hijacked, right. And the ultimate act of defiance, had hijacked a pork shipment. Wow.
Mostly infidel.
So this semi-truck is sitting out in the Phoenix sun.
About 115 for 2 weeks.
Filled with pork and not refrigerated for two weeks.
Two of the important things are here, duration and heat.
Yeah. This is powerful stuff. Right, because if you told me this took place on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field,
right,
probably would get downgraded. Heat is the friend of funk, and it'll, you know.
And so is time.
Cold will kill anything.
Right.
You could whiz into an ice cube tray and freeze it, wouldn't smell.
Yes, time's the same. Mm. I mean, rotten pork the first day, not so bad.
Now, what was your proximity? Did you have to go into the trailer?
Oh, no. We just opened the door and saw that it was seeping boxes of bloody pork.
Was there vomiting? And there is points added for vomiting off of seeing other guys vomiting, which happens on occasion.
I do that all the time.
Good question.
Running
officers and vomiting.
Running and heaving?
Puking.
Nice.
Any guys turn in their shields? Because that's a 10-pointer right there.
No.
You don't turn in your shield over pork.
All right. Did anyone yell no time for backup?
No, but there was lots of squad cars peeling out.
All right, Steve, did you heave yourself?
No, I did not.
All right, but you were witness to others heaving.
Yes, but I dry heaved plenty.
Dry heave.
But
after you give your score, I have one.
He's
quick
a cop,
question.
Though, so it probably takes a lot to gross him out.
Either before,
yeah,
or
you've seen suicides and murder and arson. I'm going to give you a 23, Steve, because you've been there and done that. Danny, yes.
Here's my question. It has very little to do with Hobo Power, which I cannot believe how much I enjoy. I'm just wondering how long you have been a Phoenix cop.
I don't think I've been on long enough to have contact with you per se.
I wanted to know.
What'd you do in Phoenix, Danny?
Really bad stuff.
What did he do in Phoenix?
You should see my mugshot from Phoenix. My face is caved in from cop boots, and I deserved it.
Kicked by cops.
Stomped. Teeth missing, yeah.
Did you resist?
I had it coming.
Great musical, but horrible weekend. Stop.
It's a long story. Just to write it down. I just want to know if he'd ever arrested me. But so you know of the arrest, because I'm sure it's still famous.
13 years.
13 years, yeah.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now hop in the cruiser and get back on patrol. Well,
Bottolucci might come back to town.
We got a lot of calls lined up here. We got a 600-pound man.
I want to hear that one.
Gangrene.
Gangrene. Oh my God!
The
Navy had to burn sewage. 2-week-old corpse.
Ooh.
Bodies burning. It just keeps going and going. We're going to be back then and play a second round of this because I feel like it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yes,
it's an embarrassment of stinky riches. We'll take a quick
stinky
break.
Riches.
Back with more Hobo Power after this.
Less commercials, more Corolla.
Yay! I like Adam.
The Adam Corolla Show.
97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
You know, the last time the Adam Carolla Show went to the Playboy Mansion, in order to win your way in, you had to do something really horrible to yourself live on Adam's Morning Show. Well, good news, because this time, all you have to do is something you were going to do anyway. Watch The Apprentice LA, and then tune in to the Adam Carolla Show the next morning. So catch the season premiere of The Apprentice LA this Sunday night. Then Monday morning, roll over, flip on the radio, and listen to the Adam Carolla Show for your chance to win tickets to the Playboy Mansion for the Adam Carolla Show live broadcast January 18th, featuring Donald Trump himself. This whole deal is powered by The Apprentice LA, new city, new twists, premiering Sunday night at 9:30 on NBC, and us, 97.1 KLSX, free FM.
How are you going to pay your holiday credit card bills and the mortgage this month? Don't start the new year in debt. Let Millennium Mortgage lift your financial burden. We're the industry specialists, whether you have good credit or scores in the 500s. With our proprietary system, we'll get you the lowest rates at the lowest cost fast with very little paperwork. Call Millennium Mortgage at 866-566-7111. Ask about our 30, 40, and exclusive 50-year fixed loan programs, well under 6%, the lowest in over a year. Don't go 30, 60, or 90 days late and risk losing your home and equity. Call us to lower your mortgage payment at 866-566-7111. I'll say it again, so write it down. Don't be fooled by other lenders. There's no such thing as a free loan. We're upfront about our costs. With us, there are no hidden fees. Shopping other lenders? Millennium Mortgage will be your last call. We don't just quote it, we get it done. Make it your resolution to get out of debt and start fresh today. Now here's your number. Call 866-566-7111.
Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, number 413063, an equal housing lender.
If you're a baseball fan, this is the worst time of year.
Please, I need anything baseball, anything.
Oh, sure, you've scoured the internet, made up 10 different screen names to chat on those blog sites, but it all leaves you a little empty.
I can't wait for spring. What am I going to do?
Well, relax, slugger, and get ready for an event that'll make you feel like you're in baseball paradise. Saturday night, the Professional Baseball Scouts Foundation will hold the 4th annual In the Spirit of the Game dinner, featuring the world's largest auction of memorabilia. It's your chance to hobnob with the game's greatest players and bid on incredible items. The guest list includes Willie Mays, Reggie Jackson, Cal Ripken Jr., Tommy Lasorda, plus special musical guest Macy Gray. So bring your camera and bring your family to the Professional Baseball Scouts Foundation dinner, Saturday night at 5:30 at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills. For ticket information, go to pbsfonline.com. That's pbsfonline.com or call 310-385-4628. That's 310-385-4628.
You ever get that feeling when you leave some place where you feel like, you know, you're walking a little taller, your chest is inflated, and you're just happy about life in general? That happened to me the other day. Actually, I left Amco knowing that they'd taken care of my car, that my car is going to run good for as long as I need it to until I have to take it back to them. You want to feel like that? Go to Amco. When your car has a problem, you have a problem. It could be your transmission. It could be something else. Either way, do what I do. Take it to Amco, whatever the problem is. Amco honors most extended warranties. This is a huge deal as more and more people are buying extended warranties for their new or used car. Car owners should know they have a choice where to take their cars, trucks, and vans for repair. Amco is the place for complete car care for the Amco Transmission Center nearest you. Go to AmcoSoCal.com or consult your local Yellow Pages. And remember, for a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right, it's AA, MC. CO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Additional computer diagnosis at additional charge may be required. Call your participating AMCO center for details.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3, 97.1 KLSX, 3 FM.
Man, these new cinnamon melts from McDonald's are good.
Way better than cinnamon rolls.
All center, just the warm, gooey, frosted part of the cinnamon roll.
Mmm, the best part.
With premium roast coffee? Unbelievable.
That's right, Arabica beans.
Oh yeah, best kind I know of.
Oh man, don't you know what this means?
What?
People aren't going to want regular stuff anymore.
Oh, they'll only want the best.
Yeah, the best part of the cinnamon roll.
The best kind of coffee beans?
But think about it. Sports will be all highlights.
Movies will be like trailers.
CDs? Just the hits.
New cinnamon melts are a sweet new taste at McDonald's. It's just the centers of a cinnamon roll, where the warm icing and cinnamon reach their peak of gooey goodness. Paired with a rich, bold cup of premium roast coffee, breakfast, snacking, and dessert will never be the same.
Man, this cinnamon melt premium roast coffee thing's going to be big.
Oh, huge.
Available all day long at participating McDonald's.
Now you can try McDonald's new cinnamon melts. Stop by your local McDonald's for a free taste this Thursday the 4th through Sunday the 7th from 7 to 9 a.m. Satisfy that sweet tooth at participating McDonald's. This free FM brought to you by BottlesandCans.com. Recycling refunds have gone up. Now small beverage containers are worth 5 cents and the bigger ones are worth 10. Visit BottlesandCans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, I'm Alan Thick here in Las Vegas, the most exciting city on earth, with an offer you cannot refuse. Right now, a fantastic Las Vegas resort is offering complimentary accommodations on a 3-day, 2-night, second honeymoon getaway to Vegas. You may even stir up a little romantic magic with everything Vegas has in store. This offer is limited to people who love food, dining, gambling, sports, big shows, big stars, and generally loving life. Come on over. The party starts when you get here. Space is limited. Fun is not. It's couples only. It's complimentary. Call this special toll-free number right away. 877-78-GO-WIN. 877-78-GO-WIN. Hey, if you call right now, we'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of those fabulous shows right here on the Strip. Call 877-78-GO-WIN. What happens in Vegas should be happening to you.
We'll be right back.
presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Lakeland, Florida. A man fired a celebratory bullet into the air on New Year's Eve, and it came down through his roof into the room where his grandchildren were sleeping. The children were not harmed, but the bullet did pierce his electric skillet. Definitely not a Jew!
Yeah, safe to say.
Yeah.
That bullet was not fired from Mount Sinai. We are going to continue keeping this party train a-rolling known as Hobo Power. I miss Hobo Power.
It's a lot of fun.
It's like a restaurant I haven't eaten at in a while that I love.
Since it's going on, it's going so well. Can I tell you, when you said it, I really didn't get it. And I don't know. Is this really going to be good? This is probably one of my favorite things.
You're in love with Hobo Power.
I wouldn't have mentioned it had I not really truly enjoyed it. I just said, oh, this is interesting. But I was very skeptical in the beginning.
Well,
wait, I see a 10.
I've been won over.
The magic of Hobo Power. Ty?
Yeah.
Move over, Gretchen. There's a new love in Danny's life. You have a Hobo Power story?
I do.
Let's hear it.
All right, well, I'm a fireman here in Vegas, and as you know, heat is a stink's friend.
Right.
Yeah, we do. We've learned that.
Heat and duration.
Catalyst for stink, yes.
Here in Vegas, it's 120 degrees in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I've rescued people out of the back of garbage trucks. I've seen fecal matter stories of every kind, but the worst of all time was in the summer. In August, we had a guy who had been not seen for a month. We go to his apartment, find him in his apartment with the power shut off for 2 weeks. He had been dead in there for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Laying on his bed, he had to have gone 700 pounds. That's
important.
Whoa.
When you're 700 pounds and you're not seen for a day, it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Not being seen at 700, you'll be seen from space when you're 700
right.
pounds. So 2 weeks is a long time. You go in, and he's on his bed. It's 120 degrees, August, Vegas, and no air
no
for
air.
2 weeks.
The wow. room was sticky and humid from the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Were there, he had blisters on his skin all over, half full of fluid that were 6 inches big,
because
and when you touched them, they pop.
He's decomposing over these few weeks.
Those actually may have been from when he was alive.
Yeah, infectious bed sores.
Because I saw this thing on the 750-pound man on A&E or whatever it was, so those could be from when he was alive. Here's my big question. Was there anything eating him yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now you, as a paramedic, must do what? Because I would do that move where I went to the kitchen, calmly busted off the gas feed line for the natural gas into the stove, turned on the burner, and then in slow motion thrown a cigarette butt down at it, which always means there's going to be explosion.
Sure.
If you do, Danny, you smoke. Don't ever flick a butt in slow motion.
Good.
Because
to know.
A car Sorry. Will blow up. That's right. I would have torched that apartment building,
yeah.
but you then had to do what, Ty?
We had to pronounce him dead. I could pronounce him dead from his stink from a block away, but we put on our air packs, went in, and confirmed it.
What's an air pack?
Well, we're firefighters. You can't breathe smoke.
I'm going to do the math on air pack and assume it was a pack that's filled with air.
Yeah, but they don't use it for a fire. They use it just for something.
No, they also use it for fire.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, there was no fire. There was just a rotting corpse.
So you had to go in.
Remember what your last boyfriend wore when he... Well, never mind.
Okay. You had to put your fingers on his arteries, or how'd you figure out he's dead?
Well, we didn't really need to do that, but we just had to go in and confirm it.
All right. And
technicality for report writing.
Ty, this is solid stuff. Confined space, high
duration.
Heat index, duration index, weight index, off the charts.
Off the chart.
Still yet no vomiting.
Now, well, and if there is vomiting, remember, it's going to go into a mask
mm-hmm.
and then settle around mm-hmm. your eyes and nose.
Maybe we can beat this one on a technicality, which was if you weren't sporting the air pack, you would have heaved.
But how do
That's
we know somebody
point.
Didn't heave? Did we ask this yet?
Who actually gathered the body up, Ty?
Well, he was so big that the coroner didn't have the capacity to put him in their van, so we had to come back 3 hours later, wrap him in plastic, and...
You had to wrap him in plastic.
We, yes.
We, and you're not talking about the royal we.
No,
you're
no,
talking
I'm
about
royal.
You and your partner. I'm going to go ahead and give you a 37.
How dare you, sir?
On this one. Oh, you think that's low?
Oh, I think that's low.
Well,
I think
keep talking.
I think that you could vomit from a block away, had to wear an air pack to get there. I've treated hobos, my friend. You have no idea what stink is.
You just were busted down to 36. You want to keep going?
You want to keep talking?
You want to keep talking? Because you will earn yourself a 35. Okay?
Talk yourself down to a 10.
I don't know if that still goes on today, but it seemed like almost every gym coach and parental figure I had growing up would do that move where it was like, you just got yourself 20 minus points, or you just got yourself a half hour detention. And you'd go, but, oh, well, now it's an hour. You want to go for 2 hours? I don't feel like parents or gym coaches do that ratcheting up anymore.
See, my problem is that I do that. I say, you have a timeout, it's now 10 minutes. And then they do something else, I'll say, now it's 20 minutes, but they'll keep doing stuff, and I'll now run out of steam and numbers, and nobody gets a timeout of any kind. There's no punishment.
But at least there's an attempt of ratcheting up being done in the parenting world. Fat Dan?
Yeah, it's Fat Dan. Pardon me. Top that, because I've been involved in some of that kind of stuff.
Well,
but check this out.
Dan, quickly, see if you can top that one.
I'm a plumber, see, and I was up in Escondido.
Hold on. Plumber, you got 15. Escondido, you just got yourself 12 points. So you're 27 already.
Yeah. Well, there's this dead house, you know, where they cut people up and they drain them of their blood. You know, mortuary?
Yes.
We call them a dead house. Anyways, I go up to the dead house and all the drains have been rotted out, you know, from the formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
And have been seeping down into the soil for a long time. So the backhoe guy backs up, you know what I mean? The whole freaking crew is standing there looking down in this hole. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can see the change of color from, like, natural soil to weird-looking color.
So morbid, bloody sewer pipe.
Well, I mean, you're talking
about
over the years.
Hold on. Not a
man.
Good name for Teresa's V, by the way.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
I mean,
you.
Over the years, you know what I mean, it had leached in. So, you know, when you're digging a hole, you know how the backwater flows back in?
Yes, you're digging a hole.
And you know how the water, you know, the saturation, it starts to leak back in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Fat, and I would add, stupid Dan. Drops an S-bomb 34 seconds ago, apologizes, and then follows up with an encore of an F-bomb.
Yeah.
Potty mouth.
All right, I'm sorry. There are major deductions for the use of profanity. I'm going to give you a 19 because I'm in a good mood. And because
we'll be right back.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Less commercials, more Corolla. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
Today from noon to 2, join Leo Quinones at the grand opening of the new Washington Financial Center in Tarzana. Pull all that money out of your mattress and stop by, because Leo's going to have a bunch of free stuff to give away, and WAMU will be registering people to win a free Apple iPod and have plenty of free food and refreshments. That was a mouthful. Stop by and discover how WAMU has changed the face of banking at their new location right off the 101 on Ventura Boulevard between Burbank and Reseda in Tarzana, powered by Washington Mutual. Have you heard about their new free checking? Just like us, free. At 97.1 KLSX, free FM.
The next time you're home alone.
Hello?
Don't answer the phone.
Hello? Who is this?
Don't open the microwave.
I'm just gonna put the popcorn in. Oh my god!
Boy. And don't go online.
MySpace.com/Jenny.
Tom Likas' laugh is back and scarier than ever. Maniacal Laugh 4, The Devil's Cackle. When bad things happen, Tom Likas laughs.
Jane is clinging to death and 2 days away from dying. Fred's entire family was blown up by Hezbollah.
Maniacal Laugh 4, The Devil's Cackle. Coming soon to a radio near you.
That's creepy.
The Tom Likas Show. If Ryan Seacrest were a man, oh, he'd say this stuff, too.
You never see men say, hey, let's all go out dancing.
97.1 Free FM.
The following is an important announcement from Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Are you a cigarette smoker? Are you at least 18 years of age? Are you ready to quit? On average, do you smoke at least half a pack a day? And are you really motivated to stop smoking? If you answered yes, please call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE to learn about our new smoking cessation research medication study. This study includes 7 weeks of study medication plus individual counseling with a smoking cessation expert. You'll also receive compensation for time and travel. This study cannot include people who are using other nicotine or tobacco products or marijuana. However, if you're a cigarette smoker who's really ready to quit for good, call us now at 888-PRI-HOPE. Call us now to enroll in this new smoking cessation research medication program. We'd really like to help you. There's more than hope. There's PRI. Our toll-free number is 888-PRI-HOPE. 888-PRI-HOPE.
Do you know the problem with most mattress stores? They don't give a sheet about you.
Larry!
But at Sit & Sleep, we do give a sheet. A free set of sheets with every premium set during our January clearance sale, where you can save up to $1,000.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry!
What? That we give a sheet?
No! Save up to $1,000!
But during Sit & Sleep's January clearance sale, we've got to sell every 2006 mattress in stock. So we're slashing up to $1,000 off every Simmons, Sealy, Serta, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster, Miralax, Heirloom, or Tempur-Pedic.
I'm sheet out of luck now!
Plus pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments till 2008 on approved credit. Plus get free local delivery, old mattress removal, and even a set of sheets. $160 value. Free!
Have you got a paddle, Larry?
No, why?
I'm up Sheets Creek, because you're killing me, Larry!
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit & Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Now open in Rancho Mirage.
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
If you like to drive and your present job just isn't doing it for you anymore, the Sigma Network has an opportunity to do what you like, get paid for it, and get paid well. In fact, Sigma's $2,000 sign-on bonus means drivers get paid especially well. The Sigma Network, a division of Cisco Food Service, needs hardworking men and women with commercial driver's licenses to transport products to nationally recognized chain restaurants. As a Sigma delivery driver, you'll earn as much as $1,200 a week, plus quarterly bonuses up to $4,000 annually. And there's more. Delivery drivers are eligible for a generous benefits package, such as pension plan, stock purchase program, paid holidays, personal days, 2 weeks vacation the first year, and medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. Call Sigma at 661-723-0405 or apply online at SigmaNetwork.com. That's SYGMANetwork.com. Apply now, because when you deliver for Sigma, they deliver for you. Call 661-723-0405 or go to SYGMANetwork.com.
Doesn't your wallet deserve a lunch break, too? At McDonald's, you can get a satisfying meal from the dollar menu, like the McChicken sandwich with lettuce and mayo. A dollar today and every day at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla is back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
To celebrate the new year, Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off 2007 with our giant 15th anniversary winter event. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. We finished 2006 as number one in the USA for the eighth consecutive year, selling more than twice as many Mercedes-Benz as anyone else. Needless to say, we've taken in a record number of trade-ins. Right now, we have a huge inventory of Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. They're all sale tagged at or close to Kelley Blue Book wholesale. Plus, we're offering super low Fletcher Jones winter event lease rates on over 1,000 new 2007 models. We'll even pay off your trade-in, no matter how much you owe. Plus, we still have nearly 100 new 06s with savings up to $30,000. Talk about a sale. Hey, it only happens once a year, so don't miss out. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73 and join our giant celebration.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz. Newport Beach.
Savings based on 06 CL600, CL65, and S65 models. And offers in January 14th, so hurry.
Well, there you go. The end of a interesting week with the addition of Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
And the departure of Brusca and Big Tad and Dave again.
Dave, who is my new MySpace friend.
Said it before, really.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Super guy, by the way. Because I said I didn't know him that well. I just came as a guest. I know him now. Super guy.
He is a super guy.
Super guy.
He is, and he'll be missed. And, I worry sometimes that if I say we'll miss this guy and this guy, then it'll make the guy who's sitting here think that we long for those people instead of, I don't know if it's mathematically possible. But I'm happy that Danny's part of the show, and I also simultaneously miss Dave Damashek being on the show.
No, that's easy to do. That's not a big jump. I can see how you could think it, but it would never cross my mind.
Well, thank you, and Brusca and Big Tad as well. All right. Well, the end of an interesting week. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Those cookies better be golden and delicious, or I'll shake your foundation.